Blog Talk Radio.
Holy ground,
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com.
Make your purchase
now. Bitch ratchet, bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she
yeah,
is. That bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass spring, but ain't clean.
Nope.
Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. To tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type chicks, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is you do more than dropping low. You ain't a lady, you's a motherfucking hoe. Stop frontin' because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet, yeah. Bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
But if
yeah.
she tell it, yeah. she cute, yeah. how everybody yeah. ugly except yeah. for you, she
yeah.
is. That
yeah.
bitch ratchet,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you got a lot for, bitch.
Yeah.
Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and trying to fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it, admit it, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit bros even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other bros, you come through and you getting fucked up. Get it? I'm one of the illest living since the touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she is. That bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's the president, the boss himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my team. Yeah.
Holy ground, ground, ground.
Back to the shit.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if you tell a bitch you cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet, but you got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
You stop wrong spot.
Yeah, I eat it, but
rather beat it. Dick your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get away, wetter than she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as I can stick my tongue in between the thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. On step back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt, yeah, I got stroke. Tell me where it hurts, spread them legs. Little mommy, watch you work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Hold it on my tongue, chew me on up. Put it in your gut, I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
Like a free fall, big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw, I got old use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick to call it a sperm bank.
No question. I got you. I'm on here. Where the hell is Pinky?
Pinky ain't here yet, Mitch. Come on at 7:30, baby. 7:30, baby.
Okay, okay. Good answer. Good answer.
But until then, we're going to start this topic. We're going to start this topic. Tonight's topic is going to be... Tonight's topic is going to be... How? Nah, we ain't gonna do that hobby department. We ain't gonna do that shit. Listen up. If your mate, don't even say your mate. If you happen to find out that you have, when you found out that a private eye, an investigator, was following you around all this time, just following you around like a month, 2 months at a time, right? Found out, confronted them, they confronted you back, they say, yo, everything is peachy clean, no track record, your shit is smooth. Your wife asked me to follow you, check your background to see if you're cheating on her. Now, this shit just came back completely fucking clean. Nothing. You ain't doing shit. Would you be mad at your significant other still?
Like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker.
Huh?
Like a motherfucker. I'm pissed off.
Why you pissed off? This shit came back freaking clean, play. This shit came back freaking clean. No problems, no headaches.
Because we're going to keep it 100. I'm like, Hova, we play spades, the cards all up. If you want to know something about me, you ask me. You don't need to get motherfucker Dick Tracy on the case.
I'm just saying, but you're just trying to keep it 100. You're trying to make sure everything's everything, you know what I mean?
I mean, if you feel like you need a private eye, something is wrong. Step to me.
Right. But hold that thought, big homie. I got my girl Tiffany from BK. Tiffany from BK, where you at, baby? From BK, where you at, baby?
I'm here. You hear me?
All right, you loud and clear, baby. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Am I still coming in a little static here now?
Yeah, you still coming in staticky.
Still, baby?
Yeah.
I'm going to change my phone line. We check my phone line right quick.
You want a landline?
I'm on a landline.
Yep, that's probably it.
I'm on a landline. Let me try something right now. You know how I do. I got backups like a motherfucker. Anyway, y'all two can talk it out right quick. Y'all two can talk it out right quick. Now.
Hold on.
Hello?
I'm here. Baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how do I sound a little? Do I sound a little better now, y'all?
Yeah, you sound a little better, but you sound far, far away.
I sound far, far away?
Yeah. Why do I sound so fucking far away?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna turn the music down in the background just a little bit so we can hear me a lot better.
All right. That sounds a little better.
There we go. Now we're cooking with gas, right, baby? We're cooking with gas
now? Yeah, you on now.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, let's get to this motherfucking topic at hand. Tiff, I'm BK. My girl, Tiff, I'm BK. We found out you had a nigga following you around for 2 months. You ain't know who the fuck this nigga was. He said, follow you around. You finally confront this nigga. This nigga tells you, look, the man hired me. Follow you around. I'm a private investigator.
Uh-huh.
You came back clean. You ain't out here doing shit. You 100% honest with your mate. Now, would you still have a problem with your mate, even though you came back where you came?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, why is that, baby?
Because if you don't trust me, then there's no relationship without trust. If I never gave you a reason to even think that I was out there doing anything, why would you have anybody following me? It's all about trust.
Right.
I think you have something against me.
Well, he might have something against you, but your track record came back good. Your track record came back good. No problem. You wasn't fucking around. Everything was 100. Why would you still be mad at this man? You know what I'm saying? Even though you probably can laugh and joke about this shit, really.
No, because that means you ain't trust me from the door. That means you ain't trust me from the gate. If you can't trust me
well,
from the gate, then...
Maybe your trifling ass was doing some shit, and he caught on to what the fuck he was doing.
Maybe he assumed.
Maybe he thought you were doing something, you know what I'm saying?
But that don't stem from his past, though, because he probably had a bad past.
Hello?
You can hear me?
I'm here, baby. We talking, big homie.
Okay.
He probably had a bad experience, so now he want to check every chick he been with, but you can't judge every female by that bad bitch, so that rotten bitch. You can't do that. So, now, we in a relationship, and you know what I'm saying, give you my all, everything is everything, doing everything right. There's no need for you to show no P.I. how to do.
But you can't be doing everything right if the P.I. is on a call.
That's because he has trust issues. That's something within him.
But you know what? People always think about how they move, but they don't never think about what the other person is seeing. See, you could be thinking you not moving funny because that's your perception, but your partner can see it totally different. Remember that time you was out with your girlfriend and you was hanging out and you had no reception where the fuck you was hanging out? On the other end of that call, he's thinking, this chick got a dick in the mouth.
That's true.
You're 100% right. He might be, or he could have heard some shit in the street about you too now. And was scared to confront you about it, so he just did his own investigation, you know what I'm saying, not to upset you and piss you off. And ask
you
some, you know, astronomical shit, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you have issues with personal, if you heard something, you're supposed to go directly to the whore.
Hello? Oh, there we go.
I'm gonna fire these motherfuckers. They just wilding the fuck out tonight.
Yeah. They picked the wrong night to get
of all fucking days.
Hey, but listen to what I'm saying. I'm gonna get mad too because it depends on the individual you messing with. If you messing with me, you can ask me anything. I'm gonna tell you, listen, babe, I'm not feeling you right now. I'm hanging out in the street. I'm doing me until you step your motherfucking game up. You ain't got to get a private investigator. I'm going to tell you straight up and down because this is how you get shit accomplished. Not saying nothing, you can't get things done. So I'm going to say what I got to say to get shit done. I don't give a fuck if you cry all fucking night. Work that shit out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, homie. I agree.
I'm with you 100%. But like I said, I can also be like, you know what? If I didn't want to upset or kick any, you know, kick some shit on turn, you know what I'm saying, start some shit by me asking you, so I felt that, you know, I'd be better off if I just had somebody watch you and make sure on my own behalf, for my goodness, just to check up on you and see what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Now, when the shit come back and you ain't doing shit, I'm fucking good. And it doesn't happen. It just so happened that you got fucking caught. I got caught doing that shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's getting caught could cause you more problems than actually that motherfucker was actually making a move on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause that shit ain't gonna go down smooth with somebody finding out you got their ass private investigation terms. You got their ass being tailed.
Right. You 100% right. That shit's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like. I'm going to tell you, man, if I see a motherfucker following me, he's going to get stepped to right. And first of all, a motherfucker shouldn't be following you for no 2 months, and you ain't find this, and you ain't see this motherfucker following you for 2 months.
A nigga have a hard time following me behind two or three right turns. I'm jumping out with the gun, nigga, who you with, nigga?
So hold that thought. I got my homie Real Talk on there. Real Talk, you there, baby? Talk to me, Real Talk. Where you at, player?
This nigga.
Real Talk, he don't want to come in there. All right, scratch Real Talk then.
Yeah, scratch that dude. Coming here. All right,
back to this shit. My girl Tip, baby.
Yeah.
Anything you need me to ask, motherfucker, when you get on here, like how to suck a dick or something like that? Let's get to the nitty gritty, man.
No, not you sucking dick. I don't think I got a problem with that.
You need some pointers in that. How you? You might want to know, should you suck the balls first and then to the dick, or should the dick to the balls? You know what I'm saying? There's some shit you might never tried before.
Damn, nah, how many of you can know proper protocol? Yeah, because you know what order and, things are supposed
to
go in.
And her being a resident, the residential expert in that category, she might, you know what I'm saying? She might be able to help you out.
No, I think Tiffany sounds like a professional cocksucker. She might need to ask another question. She might need to ask another question. But she sounds like she could suck the paint off a motherfucking battleship.
Oh,
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie. Every fucking week, she's talking about how she sucked one. So I don't know.
Exactly.
You know the motherfucker, but you know the motherfuckers that talk the most do the less. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That nigga sound like the real deal, Holyfield right there, yo.
Real deal, McNeil kid.
I would bet money she could suck a mean penis.
I do what I can when I can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to figuring that shit out one day.
I do what I can when I can. You know what, big homie?
Big homie, you was just up here, man. You should have been hollering, baby.
Man, you know what kind of fucking we always do with my hot rod. I'm riding around in a little toilet machine.
Yo, my bad.
Oh, yeah, you was up here, big homie, because we were supposed to have a meet and greet, remember?
Yeah, we had a finale. I don't know what y'all was listening
to.
Sandy.
You punked out, big homie.
Sandy.
You punked out. What you said?
No, it was Sandy that messed up the meet and greet up.
No,
he was
up here. He was just up here. He was just up here for Thanksgiving. He was here a whole week.
And I came out to the bowling alley. I put the shit up. We had the bowling alley. Nobody came out.
Oh, I ain't see that.
Yeah, and nobody see shit.
Well, you're not on my page, so I wouldn't know.
I'm not on your page?
No.
Oh, then you're a lame-o. If you're not rolling with Big Homie, you're a fucking square.
From Delaware.
Word,
okay,
you better work that shit out. You better
I'm
work sorry. That shit out. Cause I know you're on Dallas' page, and
yes,
I'm on his page every day talking some fuckery.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. But listen,
scared of Big Homie, though. That's what it is. Chicks are scared of me.
Oh, Lord.
Why they scared of you, Big Homie? Why they scared of you, player?
Because they used to them watered-down niggas, yo.
Watered-down niggas? You be folding them bitches up? So you be folding
them
bitches
listen,
up?
They want them dudes like, yes, ma'am, whatever you say, ma'am. And you know with me, all I'm doing is throwing dick in your mouth.
I
ain't saying hi or nothing. Just open wide, motherfucker. Just open wide. We could talk later.
So that's what it is, baby. That's what it is. That's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I've seen? I've seen Tip and BK, and you know, a few times, and I ain't gonna lie. She got a mean game on her kid.
No, I need for her to request me.
Huh? Can you
I need
for her
to request me. I got to do some investigation. Private eye shit. I got some private eye shit.
Oh, shit.
All right, hold on. We're going to try this shit one more fucking time. We got real talk and we got dog bone on air. Real talk and dog bone. You there?
I heard somebody say, fuck real talk. Who the fuck is that? Fuck real talk. Because your shit is fucked up. I got to be fucked up with it.
Man. Who the fuck is that talking like they got a fucking a heart condition and shit?
Huh? What
was my man dog bone? Dog bone, you there? Dog bone, you there?
Yo, what up? Did I miss anything?
Okay, I hear you loud and clear, baby. I hear you loud and clear. You make sure you call in 6 minutes before the fucking show starts, huh?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Tonight's topic real talk was what would you do if you found out you was being followed by a private investigator? Then you met the private investigator. You say, yo, everything is good. You came up clean. You ain't cheating on your spouse. Now you just find out your spouse put somebody to tag your ass, you know, tag along on your ass to see if you're cheating. But just you came back squeaky clean. Would you still be mad at your spouse? Would you be mad at your spouse for sneaking
around
and following your ass around?
I'd be mad at my spouse and then I'd fuck the nigga up she had tagging me.
So listen, you ain't a real street nigga. This nigga follow you around for 2 months. You ain't find a nigga follow you around. You ain't a street nigga. You gotta make three right for the left before you go in the house.
Listen, I'll find out when I step out my motherfucking door. I'll find out. But if you're following me, and I see you too many times. You're looking for an ass whooping. Your head bucked open to the white meat. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
you trying to follow me.
Well, but damn,
I'm
bro, he's
just
there.
Ass so
they
bad,
just,
that nigga gonna feel it.
They just said you can't. They just said you came back squeaky clean. Ain't nothing happened to you. Now you about to catch a charge, man.
You about to catch
a fucking charge now, man.
See, that's the thing. Just like you said, you gotta catch a charge. So the motherfucker gotta catch me to catch a charge. You feel what I'm saying? Because somebody getting fucked up. Why you got somebody following
no charge?
Mm-hmm. See, you know what I feel like? So just like that fucking Cheetahs. You know that movie Cheetahs? When they was falling around, motherfuckers. See, that's why that nigga got fucked up.
Yeah, he got stabbed up.
Huh?
He got poked up on the boat. They stabbed the shit out of him.
Yeah, they did poke his ass up on that boat. I seen that shit.
Yeah, yo, they fucked him up.
But I tell you the truth, though. I tell you the truth. Everybody talk that talk, but it's real easy to follow niggas. How you think a lot of these jokers get smashed out in the game? Because niggas be following them. And they don't be knowing.
Who's that, homie? Okay, homie.
What's up, doggy?
All right, now listen to what I say. You're right, but that's only for a motherfucker who don't observe their scenery. You don't observe their surroundings. See, if you're the type of motherfucker that observe your surroundings, you're going to know who the fuck following you. You're going to know who's looking at you.
Yeah, but if you know these private dicks, they don't move in one car. One dude will have you for a couple of miles, then he pass you up to another car for a couple of miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a serious thing with them private niggas.
I mean, you're absolutely right, but that's why it's trains and buses. So if the motherfuckers are on a train, there's certain ways you can get by it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk,
take the train, so he going to know Bill getting on the train with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't see a nigga getting a metro car and a transfer. You see a nigga getting a metro car and a transfer.
Look, check this out. If I get on a train at 125th and I see a certain motherfucker, and I go to Atlantic Avenue and I see that same motherfucker, and I come out the train station, walking down the block and see that same motherfucker, I'm busting him in his fucking jaw. Because ain't nobody living that car. Plain and simple.
I remember one time. This is a true story too. You know, niggas don't believe my story, but I did a couple of things on the block. But you know, one time these dudes were trying to take me off the street, and I ain't know they were trying to get me at the time though. But I knew they was following me. I was coming from 23rd Street movie theater on 8th Avenue and shit. So I slid down the West Highway and I'm dipping and diving, like blowing just to get home, not paying attention. And I knew the other car was blowing too, so I thought we was racing and shit. So when I got to the light, I noticed that the other two lanes was open. He could have pulled up on the side of me, but he stayed behind me. So instead of me going down in the tunnels, go to the Brooklyn Bridge, I cut through the Wall Street area, to get to the Brooklyn Bridge. And the car kept coming. So I'm like, oh, this shit don't look right. So I turned the corner real quick, parked the car. It was an open street. I could just park. And I jumped out. And the car went past me, and then noticed the street ahead was empty. Like, where the fuck he go? And I'm on the side of the street like, nigga, you about to get all 16 of these motherfuckers. But he kept on going. But I knew that dude was following me. But that was like 2 months later, them dudes snatched me. They got me.
They got you, son?
They got me. But, you know, they made a mistake. They gave me a phone call. And when they gave me the phone call, I said, yo, the Maximum. And my team knew, oh, the Maximum. So they went to his mom's house. You know, tell your son to stop playing, let my guy go. And that's why in Brooklyn, I never parked my car in front of my house again. That's how they got me. Because I was parking in front of my crib.
Yeah, that's how the niggas get you. They be following your ass around like a motherfucker.
No, what I learned in the game is that when you see somebody's car that you think is familiar, you just remember that block. You remember that block you've seen it on. And if anything happened with that car, you go back to that block. That's how they got me.
God damn. It's a terrible thing, homie.
Yeah, that was in 89. You know that was in 89. Shit was ultra real.
Listen, when the motherfuckers came and got my ass, I came out my motherfucking house, man. It was a motherfucking poke poster. I come out my motherfucking house,
And I went up my fucking driveway. I went up my mother in the car. I jump in the car, drive to the corner and shit. And I see this old-ass police car. So this motherfucker police car was old as a motherfucker. I'm like, man, they don't drive them type of cars no fucking more. So I made that motherfucker left turn. That motherfucker pulled off. I said, oh, shit, here we go. I made that motherfucker left turn. Pulled my ass over. Motherfucker came to the window. License registration. I looked at her. You know how they got a little police shit on their collar and shit, what precinct they from and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Her shit said 73rd precinct, right? Now I'm in the 75th precinct. So I look over to the other cop on the passenger side. This nigga shit said 79th precinct.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. I'm going down.
Yo, and those are the two hard body precincts in Brooklyn. Dumb dudes will roll your ass up and leave you somewhere.
Yo. Yeah. Next thing I know, them niggas came from out the woodworks all over the fucking place. Out yards, up the runway street. Them niggas came out of everywhere. I said, oh, this don't look good, bro. This not look good. But I'm live and I'm back in the street, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm safe.
Yo, and back to this private event.
We got another caller. We got my girl. We got Ray on the phone. Ray, you on the air? Ray,
sound
you
like
on the air?
Sound like a baby to me. Sound like a baby.
Hey, Ray, you there? Okay, we ain't got no fucking Ray.
Yo, and back to the topic. You know, it's bigger than just people following you.
Who's that? Is that Ray?
Yo.
What up, baby? This Ray?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Ray? How you doing, player?
Not much, man. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm showing y'all love. Listen to y'all wild-ass old niggas, man.
Why we gotta be old niggas, yo?
Hey, listen. I heard y'all talk about that story back in 89. I was like, damn, I was only 1 year old then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God damn. I was like, oh, shit.
Shit, 89, I was getting it in 89.
89, bro, I was a monster.
Y'all telling y'all age, though, for real.
I'm proud to be here.
I'm proud of my fucking age. I look good. I'm fucking age.
43 and still current and still relevant, man, that's a blessing.
89, I was just a teenager.
Big homie. These motherfuckers don't know. You'd be happy to make it out here 43 years in this motherfucker.
43 and still relevant, still kicking, still living good? Man.
That's so true.
This shit in today's day and age, this is like playing motherfucking
Russian roulette.
What do you call that shit? Not even Russian roulette. This is cupcakes right now.
This is like playing checkers with these motherfuckers out here, yo.
That is true. The game was pretty back in the day. Jumping jacks and shit.
Everything was more complex. You had so many phony jokers in every aspect of dating, getting money, socially, that are so phony and so see-through with they phony that it's that you can look at people and say, yeah, he's lying. Yep, he's lying. She's a hoe. She's sucking
dick. You know, back in the day when they was couples, you know, the couples even knew that each other was doing their thing, and they was kind of cool with it. You know what I'm saying? As long as they didn't touch each other, they was cool with it.
It was based on your status, though. If you was a square nigga, you wasn't getting away with nothing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't follow your ass either if you was a fucking square.
Exactly.
If they follow your ass, you doing something. If they was following your ass, you was a square, it was by mistake. They got the wrong
fucking
car.
It was by mistake. Yeah, you had the same car as somebody else.
Yeah, you
can.
You
know what I mean?
It was more about respect back then.
More respect. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Even if a pimp wanted one of your hoes, he had to ask you for your hoe.
I wasn't asking for shit, nigga. You gotta fucking handle that, nigga. If your bitch is missing, nigga, shut up. I'm not asking you shit, nigga. Fuck out of here. Talk to that broad.
Back then, you shit. And niggas, you had no control of your fucking brother.
No control. I lost a lot of bros to some big willy niggas that took my bitch with no problem.
Yo, bitch chose me.
Hey, listen, when you fucking with some real kingpin niggas, yo, you got to be either real secure with your broad or just don't bring that broad around, because when dudes is making major money, you going to get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I remember back at this little strip club in Brooklyn. About five
Which one?
Six years ago.
Which one?
About 5 or 6 years ago. Motherfucking on Remsen Avenue back then, Avenue D over there.
Oh, down there by the precinct.
Yes, yes. So, you know, niggas have hoes in there working in the strip club. They was pimping strippers and shit. Man, me and my maids was going that motherfucker, man, and they'd be like, oh, these niggas in here again? And it'd be fucking crazy. It'd be fucking, she'd be like, man, don't fuck with them niggas. Don't fuck with them niggas. Don't fuck with them bitches. Leave with us. And them niggas be calling bitches all night. You with them fucking niggas? No, I ain't with them niggas. I'm out making money, baby. Shit.
Yeah, you with them niggas.
She with them motherfucking niggas, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But, when my girl calls that, all I got is you, Tiff from BK, my professional cocksucker.
Mm-hmm.
Cocksucker that calls in. She's the first one to call in every motherfucking week.
Mm-hmm. Ain't mad at that.
No, I'm never mad at that.
She keep it so real. I wonder can she do that with a dick in her mouth though. Can you do it with a dick in your mouth though?
I'm open to that.
You what? What did you say? You said you old school?
I'm a multitasker.
You're a multitasker?
She's a multitasker.
Like
so that,
that
means that a nigga could long stroke you from the anal and you could be playing with your clitoris at the same damn time.
What's so hard about that?
Oh,
listen,
this
nigga is a winner. Where's Pinky? I want Pinky. Where's Pinky at?
He must start banging the tables. We want Pinky.
Word. I want Pinky.
I had to do some research on Pinky today. I looked at a few of her films before I called
yo,
in.
She is fine, son. Pinky. Woo! Pinky
yeah,
fine,
she all right. She all right.
Yo, Pinky fine, dog. She fine. Yeah. I'm ready to call her real talk.
I know one thing. She got a mean-ass body for real, though. That's a nice shape right there. That's a nice shape.
Okay. Hey, big homie, hold that thought right quick, player. My girl Pinky just called in. She's on the air. She's about to come on. We're going to play her song, though, to give her a nice, warm welcome.
Chill.
Palace, love, life, and loyalty style, you know what I'm saying, with my girl. Pinky,
the
pussy. We're going to give her a good, warm welcome. We're going to introduce her in a few minutes. We're going to play her song, Bad Bitch, and then we'll get right to the interview, baby. Come on.
Nice.
That's not like China.
My name is OJ.
XXX.com. That's a membership. It's a monthly memberships. How much is that?
It's actually we got a buy one get one free where you can do PinkyXXX.com and PinkysNewBooties.com, and you can get that for I believe $29.99 a month.
Okay.
When you say new booties,
that means you bringing in new talent. You incorporating yourself. You bringing in new talent.
Yes.
Without me.
Yeah, hold that thought. I got a few new calls in there. Let me get them on the air right quick, and we'll get right back to Pinky. I have Chill on the air. I have Polly, which she already told me all week, last week, that you are our favorite porn star, Polly. And I have a monster on the air.
She's lying already. She's laughing already.
Hi,
Pinky.
What's good?
How are you?
Awesome weather, horny.
Put some tissue in your panties. I know they're wet.
Oh my god, you're already starting on me.
You sound like you want to eat Pinky on the line. God damn.
Oh my god, already? Like already?
You came in.
I didn't hear anything you say. I'm sorry. Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I said awesome, wet and horny, ready for some cream and squirting you.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hey, Pinky, I'm gonna warn you, Pinky. Don't talk to her like that, she loves women. Don't talk to her like that, Pinky.
You gonna come find me?
Pinky, girl.
Pinky,
what?
This is not low connection, goddamn Polly.
It might just be
a love connection today, goddamn.
I'm saying, thank you, Pinky. Tell him. I'm accepting applications today.
Shit.
I know Polly just tingled.
But listen, Pinky, I done loved you since before loved you. Okay, so I love
Thank
you.
You.
I'm just telling you.
Polly, put your little hot, horny ass down.
It's all right, though, because I can be a groupie for her.
You are a groupie.
I can be a groupie for her. I can. It's okay for me to be a groupie for her. Now, explain your problem.
I'm just trying to start a professional cocksucking union with Pinky. I want to get this money.
Professional cocksucking union. I hate you so fucking much.
I want me and Pinky to corner the market.
Let me get back to Pinky and these damn questions. Pinky, want to ask some more questions, baby?
Yep.
Who is your favorite female to work with?
Cherokee.
Lacey Duvall.
I was going to say Lacey Duvall because I've seen you strap one on and put some business to that motherfucker there.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing. Yes?
That was your what?
That was my favorite girl scene.
That's my favorite one, too, because you put some shit on her little ass. Hmm.
Pinky, yeah, can I ask you a question?
You asking something, big homie?
Excuse me?
I got something I want to ask y'all. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
All right, this is real talk. Pinky, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever thought about doing something with someone like Vanessa Del Rio or Ginger Lynn?
Hell no!
Pinky, your voice shortly changed.
I do have a scene with Janet Jackman.
That's more current.
I have a scene with Janet Jackman, and I have a scene with Ron Jeremy, and I have a scene with Obsession. For like, you know, older, you know.
Damn, Obsession. She's old. 20 years.
Yeah, she's old.
So you can check that out on PinkyXXX.com.
Okay.
She was the first black entertainer I've seen with huge fake tits.
Who?
She had the big huge ones, right, baby? Right, Pinky?
Who?
Obsession.
No. Obsession is the light skinned girl. She's real pretty in the face.
She's all natural.
She's slim.
Who
the hell is that? That's you, Tiffany, for BK? No,
yeah. I told you I'm a porn connoisseur. I keep telling you that.
Yeah, you're a fake cocksucker.
She said it like you want to fight. I keep telling you that.
From BK,
I keep telling you that, nigga.
Not just from Atlanta. Calm down, Polly.
But wait, who is that talking right now? Who says she's
that's
a porn connoisseur?
Tiffany from BK.
Tiffany.
Hi,
cocksucker.
Tiffany.
Hi, how are
what
you?
What up, everybody?
I'm fine.
All right, y'all sit your homie
ass down. Can I take you a question?
Let me ask go ahead, Polly. Ask her a question, baby. I know you want to ask
thank
her something.
Thank you.
Man,
I appreciate
right
it. Thank you. Are
y'all
you
make me wish I was in the studio
area?
With y'all.
I think, are you in the
you
New York area?
Us,
in the New York area at all?
You know,
on,
I don't ever really know where I'm going to be until somebody book me. I mean, but I do come to New York on my own at least twice a year to do, like, radio interviews and promotion and stuff like that. But twice a year I come on my own. I don't know until, you know, I get booked and stuff.
So book
them,
Polly.
So Polly,
Polly.
Was in Jaguars last
month. Oh, my God, the pressure. Really? Really? Really?
You don't got to pay your rent for 3 months. Book her. I got a question.
Bookpinky@gmail.com.
Yes.
Nitty.
Yes.
Nitty.
Yes.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm saying you want the chick that bad. You ain't like you paying your rent.
Oh, my God,
just give it to Pinky.
The fuck alone. Pinky and get Pinky speak about what the fuck she need to talk about. You understand?
I got a question. I got a question. Groupie, shut up. I got a question. Pinky, are you with me?
Yes.
I'm all about this money. And your ass is money. So let's do this.
Yes,
help me,
my boyfriend,
help you, help me, help you. I can take you from here to there. Let's get all these little hookers together and make hookers go wild in the hood, and it's just all kind of fuckery. Like, we're getting this busy, and, like, we're doing guerrilla filming in Kentucky Fried Chicken, Chinese restaurants. Like, we just run up this spot just fucking.
We're going to be like Juicy J, and we ain't passing up no ratchets, right?
And that's what I'm saying. We're going to run up the spots. We're going to run up the spots, get butt naked,
no,
stop
fuck
fucking, and order some
ratchet.
Biscuits and chicken and shit. This real shit.
No.
We're going to use the grease from the chicken as lube.
Exactly. You with me. We eye in eye right now.
Deep fried pussy.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Hella funny. What's that?
In an interview, Mr. Cook, when he got out of jail, he said if this rap career doesn't work,
and it don't,
this time around, he wants to do a porn. He wants to go into porno, and he wants you to be his first lady in a scene.
Oh, she shut him
down.
You
came back and said you would do it with him, but he ain't getting paid. Why is that, baby?
Well, I tried to explain in great detail, but you know they always chop up what you say. What
right.
I said
well,
was this,
you,
that I would love doing it if it was for either my website or if a company came and offered us some good money to do it. I said, but I do not pay amateurs, and no matter how good you think you are in bed, if you are not a porn star, you are considered an amateur, period.
Even if you fuck thousands of chicks?
If you're not a porn star, you still considered an amateur.
But that's a porn
star,
though. That's a porn star, though.
Diesel, you have
to have
it on
porn star. But I just want to say, I got paid for my penis.
So hold on, I have one more girl that's called in. She wants to get on the air and ask you a question. I have you on here. You there, baby?
You know Jada Fire. Hello?
Yeah.
Who, you on the air, baby?
Oh, yes. How are y'all?
Hey, country girl.
I love you, Pinky.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Thank you.
See what I'm saying?
See?
Me and my boyfriend, we look at you all on your website. We got you a monthly subscription. I really do love you.
Thank you.
And especially him. He out here playing Black Ops, laughing at me on the phone. But he loves you, too.
Make sure y'all follow me on my Instagram. I'll be posting when I be live. My Instagram is the same as my Twitter.
On Instagram.
The
Pinky,
real
I'm on your Instagram,
XXX.
Pinky. I'm on your Instagram.
Wait a minute.
I like the fact that you ain't follow my
she
ass
talking,
back yet.
She's talking to her number one fan.
I only like following fine bitches in bakery cakes and cats.
Okay.
Only
well, that's
I only
me.
Follow
I
niggas
am.
Here and there. But if I go to your page and I like what I see, I'll follow you. Okay,
you
I am
crying.
That's me. Just don't post too many pictures of your kids. I can't stand that.
Oh, I don't have any, baby.
I know that's
okay,
mean,
my
but I've been dying to say that.
Thank you. Are you going to go to the AVN Awards? Next year?
More than likely, no. I haven't been in the last few years because every year I've gone, it's gotten more and more boring.
That's what I heard.
Didn't you win an award, though? Didn't you win an award for best website and best porn star of the year or something like that? Isn't that right or not?
Yeah, I won like, maybe over 20 awards, but that wasn't at the AVN Awards. It was at the Urban X Awards, which is like the urban slash black awards. See, the thing about the AVN, it's all politics. It's based on the companies that spend the most money on advertising in the magazine. Them the people who get the award.
Okay.
You feel me? It's not based on what the fans think or what who really did a good job. It's based on how much money you spent.
Well, don't worry about it. See, my friend, she was talking about going to the award, and I said, well, the only way I'm going is if Pinky's going to be there. So you're not going to be there, so I'm not going with her.
Well, listen, Pooh, you live in what? You're down in Augusta.
Augusta, GA.
She's in Atlanta. She's always doing shit in Atlanta. Drive your monkey ass down here. It's only an hour and some change away.
You fake ass
big fan. How y'all in the same state and you ain't fucking getting next to her and you're a fucking fake ass fan?
Pinky, what's your Instagram again?
It's the real Pinky XXX. THERELPINKYXXX.
Okay, I'm gonna follow you in a second.
You in her state? How you gotta follow her?
Listen, I didn't know.
You's a fake ass fan.
I be in the same city and state as a lot of people, but if I'm not promoting, I'm gonna be somewhere.
A lot of people ain't Pinky. You see that ass?
Yeah, her ass is ridiculous. Pinky,
that's
Pinky,
a beautiful
thing. Pinky, you used to do. Do you still do the underground clubs? Because I see you in the underground clubs a few times. Yeah, up in New York.
What? You said an underground club?
Yeah, the underground strip joints. I've seen you in a few up here in New York.
Shit, if they pay me, I come. I don't discriminate.
How much money are we talking right now?
Say what?
How much money are we talking right now? I got a couple of bucks.
I don't quote prices. That's what I pay my people to negotiate and do for me, my booking agents and managers and everybody else. I don't quote prices because then people try to stick you to a price. I need
of
all
course.
The event and company details first, and then we talk what it is.
Ain't no company. This is individual, one-on-one, big homie.
It could be an individual,
you.
Too. You send your information and the date you want, the event, you know, what
the
you
event
want.
Is
and, you.
You the
it
event.
It depends.
And that's why
I do hosting.
Love her.
I do hostings at regular clubs. I do hostings at strip clubs. I do feature dancing. That means, you know, where I dance at the strip club for that one night because I'm the feature entertainer.
I
do conventions. I do, I've done conventions for radio shows, like car and bike shows. Like, it just depends what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's why I love you.
I don't even did an autograph signing at a beauty supply.
No, the fuck.
Ask you a question.
I swear to God, it was a
Let's
beauty supply,
question.
But they sold like clothes and like porn and.
Ain't that on your Instagram, babe? Is that on your Instagram?
What?
Do you got a picture of the beauty supply on your Instagram?
Nah, that was hella long ago. I doubt Instagram wasn't even thought of then.
Ask you a question, Pinky. When you starring in one of your films and you shooting one of these films, is it ever a time because you know? It looks like these guys be fucking the shit out of you, but do it ever be a time where you be, like, really faking it?
Of course. It's more so, like, it's like this. It's not necessarily that you faking it. It's like, for instance, when a new girl shoots for her first time, right, she be holding it in. I tell her, like, you got to let it out. Every stroke, you want to breathe, you want to moan. I was like, no matter how stupid you think you sound, just let it out. Whatever you feel in the inside, you want to be vocal and let it out. So sometimes it might be a you know, it just depends on how hard he hit it, if it's hitting something, you know. I just kind of go with the flow, you know. But if he ain't really hitting it hard, I'm not going to go too much on the deep end with it, you feel me?
Okay. So this, you did a scene with
with Jada Fire. That's one of my favorites, too. But why the fuck did she make all that fucking noise?
You know why? Because we're taught in the industry that if you're quiet, it's a bunk-ass thing. And
yo,
the more vocal you are, the better of a job and the happier whoever's shooting, the director or me, you know, like the more vocal a person is, you know, it just does a better scene. Like, honestly, when I would watch porn as an amateur and as just a customer, I used to think it was weird, too. I'd be like, damn, shut up, or we had turned the volume down. But
no
then
question.
I learned from that, and I noticed, like, when I'm not vocal, it feels boring. And then I was like, real awkward in the beginning, like, dang, like, I feel embarrassed to be vocal. I feel like I sound stupid. But then I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be vocal than quiet because it's like, if you quiet, then the person's going to be like, damn, you taking all that dick and you ain't making no noises? Like, damn,
right.
Bro. Or it's just like, do you want to be here? Or it's like, damn, bitch. You know what I mean? So it seems weird, but it's kind of like just to kind of keep it versatile, too, because even though, like, some black people might think it's weird or whatever, but it's more people that like the vocal and the crazy noises than don't like it.
Okay. Now, when you first got started, did you first film? Did you go right into the film, or was you, like, a fluffer first?
Yeah, that's some old-school-ass shit. Like,
I know.
What the fuck is a fluffer?
You've been in the game for a minute now. Do they still have
no, I wasn't in the game in the fucking 80s or early 90s.
No,
like, that fluffer shit. That fluffer shit was like, that was like way before my time.
So,
like,
they don't do that shit where a motherfucker be on the sideline?
Hell fucking
you
no. You're not, ain't nobody finna waste no money paying a fluffer. Bitch, you gonna be in this scene and you gonna be sucking and fucking. Ain't no fucking fluffing, bitch. The only way it's gonna be some fluffing on the scene is if it's a freaky bitch that wants to suck some dick on her own free will because she wants to and she's just there. But nah, that don't go down like that.
Okay.
I came in doing it. Like, I ain't no fucking. Why would they waste me as a fluffer?
Right, I would waste.
That would be a waste. Like, imagine me getting somebody hard and just. As fine as I am, as good as I fuck, I'm just going to suck some dick and let him fuck somebody else? Come on, now.
So you saying you got that good shit. You ain't got to fluff this nigga. You going to fluff him up your damn self, right? You going to fluff that nigga.
Yeah,
that
was funny.
That's what we do.
Word.
That's what the fuck we do. Hey, where my man Dogbone at? Dogbone, you said you loved it. You loved it. Where the fuck you at, man?
Martha on this line got a question.
I think Dogbone got scared when she came on. He got scared. He was like, oh, shit, Pinky, let me go. You know?
Yo, he probably called in before the show started.
What about the Martha? Martha's on there.
Who's on the air? What about the
Martha want to talk?
That's it. Martha. I think he's more like Casper, because I don't think he on either.
He must have hung up.
So what's your piggy? What's your measurements, baby? I know you're about four. You're a little four something, ain't you, baby?
I'm 4'11", and I just did my measurements soon, and I got smaller.
You got smaller?
Yeah, man. My booty was 48 inches, and now it's 44 and a half.
How'd you pull that off?
You tighten it up.
How fucking cardio, man.
Fuck cardio. Leave that shit alone.
No, but everything else got smaller, too, so it's the price I got to pay for losing weight, you know?
Yeah, well, we don't want you to do that.
You, but it's tightening up. It's tightening up. But 48 is a 48 is a hell of a number, though. That's a hell of a fucking number.
48? No, right?
Yes.
All right, Pinky, let me ask you. They're asking about all these fucking questions. Let me ask you something. What made you actually really want to get into the rap game? That's what I want to know. You fucking, you sucking. What made you want to rap?
Well, it was something I already would do for fun anyway, and my friends and family, like, already knew me about that, but I just wanted to do something different, and I had the money to get my own studio, and I was always around music people, and I was always hosting parties with different rap artists, and sometimes I'll be on stage with them, like, introducing them and stuff, and in between shows, the audience would be like, go Pinky, it's your turn, and I'd be like, what? I don't rap. What the fuck? Or I have artists be like, yo, I heard you rap. I seen you on the behind the scenes of the orgy rapping, and I want you to get on a song with me. I'm like, dude, I was just drunk at the orgy barbecue just talking shit. Like, are you serious? So it just kind of became a demand where people just would ask me, and then I would be like, well, damn, I always secretly wanted to do it, so, hey, fuck it, let me try it. You know?
I know you did some shit with Too Short, too.
Yeah, it's called All That Booty with Player Los and Too Short.
You
got to check that video out.
Did you do something
with Twista? I've hosted parties with him and stuff, but I've never done a song with him.
You thinking about something with Trina? Because you're more like
I would love to do something with Trina.
Trina,
I bet the fuck you would.
You sound nasty.
My boyfriend just fucked my house, right? In the house, and I'm like, okay, I got Pinky on. I'm on the phone. I got Pinky on the phone right now. He only hit me with the only Kool-Aid now because he loves you too, Pinky. This man told me he wanted me to dye my hair your color because I'm also 4'11". He wants me to dye my hair your color.
What's your measurements, Polly?
Pink effect while we fuck.
Polly, what's your measurements, Polly? Polly, tell your man to get you a new phone too while you're over there.
I'm okay. I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I said, what's your measurement, baby?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yes, you, Polly.
But that's what I'm telling you. I hear so much other noise going on back there. I can barely hear you.
That's somebody got the kids in the background.
Badass kids and shit.
How big is your ass,
Shut
Polly?
Up.
Let's
they going to bed.
How big is your ass, Polly?
I know my ass ain't getting damn sure ain't nowhere near 44. I fucking wish.
Well, that's why your man is fucking. That's why your man is lusting over Pinky.
Hey, I got a girl at the house right now. Her booty's 58 inches.
I'm lusting over Pinky too, so it's all right.
Well, you're in the same.
I got a girl at the house right now. She got the biggest butt in porn.
What's
she got her booty is like 58 inches. Now I put the measuring tape from the inside of her crevice to her hip, and guess how much from one cheek from the inside of her crevice to her hip is?
What?
22 inches.
Lord.
Just from the
like
inside of her crack to her hip. Like you get what I'm saying? It's 22 inches. Each booty cheek. Then I measured it around, like in a circle, not across her legs, around her, but the booty itself, and it's like, how many feet? 58 inches.
But how she look? Because usually girls with big asses like that got a crazy face.
Well, you will see when we update the site in the next 48 hours on PinkyXXX.com.
What's her name, baby?
You know, she don't even have a name, so we called her Bootyful.
Bootyful.
And the guy who shot with her made that up on the spot because she hadn't even decided what her name was yet. So she'll have a name the next time around. Yep.
So you broke her in. That was her first scene?
Yep, I directed it. I had to keep telling her, let it out. Her face is turning red. I'm just, whatever you feel, just let it out. It seemed like the girls with the biggest butts be having the smallest pussies. Like, they be just
True.
Right. And the girls with the smallest ass have the biggest, deepest pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, though, when I was slim with my bubble butt, I could take more dick. But when I gained weight, it seemed like the more weight I gained, the less dick I could take. I would have to brace myself. Like, I would have to be like, okay, let me sit on the dick first. Let me open up. And then I would open up, I would ride it a little bit, and then I would stand up and then be like, okay, now let's shoot.
Yeah,
know,
chicks,
right?
little chicks like Jada Pinkett, you could put like a salami in that motherfucking pussy.
Maybe I really can't stand you. I fucking can't. I can't with you, right?
It's a fact. The skinnier you are, the more meat you can hold.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I fucked the skinny bitch. I was in that motherfucker hanging the fuck out.
It's a fact.
Yeah, you guys
like
so fun.
Skinny chick like Jada Pinkett, you could put a fucking a roll of salami in that nigga and still bang her with the salami.
I must agree because I'm a thick girl, so it's
Superman that hoe.
Lord have mercy. I can't take no dick like that. Like, you can't ham out on me. It's no way.
What? We can't ham out on you.
You can't ham out on me. Not me. Like, I've tried it. I've tried. Like, I definitely have let my boyfriend try to ham out, but seriously, he had me in a prayer position. Like, I dropped to both knees and was just like, okay, that's, I can't.
You let him bust your booty?
Not bust my booty.
May I ask you a question, Pinky? This is a serious question. You're in the industry, so you should know the guidelines and the regulations and shit. Out of all this sex stuff, a lot of these girls are scared to do a lot of this stuff because they don't know if it's safe. Like, is all that stuff in the porno safe to do? Like, I love
absolutely
ass.
Not. Absolutely not. And let me tell you, when I first got in the industry, I would have been in the industry maybe 2 years earlier than I would have been, but I couldn't get over the fact of not using condoms.
Right.
So it took a long time for me to come to that. And my first scene was with Bang Brothers in Miami, and they shoot with condoms. And when I met the talent there, they was like, please don't go to L.A. I'm telling you, you're going to catch diseases. And they're like this, and they're like that. And they're blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm not talking about filming. I'm talking about in your private home.
What do you mean?
They did studies on that shit? Like, what's the deal?
What do you mean?
Exactly.
I don't understand what you mean.
Is it safe? Like,
I thought you meant like safe sex. Safe like what?
Like, okay, is 10 years down the line, is my dick going to fall off?
Alright,
so is anal actually safe? I know they do studies on this stuff.
Okay, I will say this.
No.
I don't know what you're asking me, so I'm just going to talk about anal sex, okay?
Alright.
I know that your booty hole is capable of stretching more so than the vagina. I know that much. And yes.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
This is like a big tease because I don't do anal on film. So when I talk about anal, it makes my fans really angry at me. Because they're like, how the fuck you know so much about it and you don't never do it for us?
I mean, something got to be kept personal, though.
Hey, Steph, you better keep me the fuck in. Yeah, you on, man. Put your mouth, Mark.
Oh, my fault.
You on, man.
Is Pinky still there?
Yes,
I'm still here.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a little break. We're going to play her song, Cut the Check. And
thank
then we're
going
to come back. Let's get her song in there. Let's play Cut the Check, and then we're going to come back with Pinky.
Okay.
Play it up, y'all.
Where's your phone?
The switchboard people gonna get fired.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
P-I-N-K-Y.
That was the hot single. Cut the check.
Y'all ain't got my
girl,
new
Pinky.
Shit?
Platinum Pussy Pinky.
Y'all ain't got my new shit?
What's the new shit, baby? What's the new shit? What's
Bands
new shit?
On Me and Pussy That Good.
Yeah, I've got that Bands On Me. We're going to play that next week. You want to hear that? You let me know you want to hear that. I got that, too. I got all of that,
Pussy,
baby.
Yeah, that Pussy That Good. It's a video to Pussy That Good on Worldstar.
It is?
Yep.
Okay, I got that. I gotta get it then. I gotta grab it up and put it down there for you, baby. Let me ask you a question, baby. Anybody in this industry, male and female, that you haven't worked with, that you would love to work with, male and female?
Oh, man, it's not a lot of male talent.
What? Damn.
It's not, I mean, honestly, it's not that many men to choose from like that.
No, it's not going to be a bunch of men to choose
from. I haven't really been in the loop, so I don't know who the new guys are, but I can say for female, the one girl I have not worked with yet is Roxy Reynolds.
Yeah, that's a bad bitch.
So I would love to work with her. But for male talent, shit. I can't think of nobody. I mean, everybody that was popular, everybody that was somebody, I already, you know. If there's some new talent out there that I don't know about, then y'all need to hit me up.
Yeah, his name is Big Homie. And
Dallas.
His brother man from the fifth floor.
Listen, let me ask you a funny question. The funniest motherfuckers have you ever worked with? Is it them two fucking brothers or cousins? What's the motherfucker's name with the with
you talking
the,
about West
guns?
End Country?
Yes, them two niggas there.
Yeah, they hella fun to work with.
I'll just be laughing watching them two niggas, man. Them niggas will talk you out your pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, when Wesley had got out of jail, right,
uh-huh.
I had asked him to work for me for my website, and I had, like, a little welcome home balloon and, like, a little – I had bought, like, a little cookie. Like, you know how they have the cookie, you write something on the cookie, it said welcome home. And he was all sentimental about it. It was really for the scene, but he felt like I really was welcoming him home, you know. And then I had another new girl. So it was good. It was cool. It was cool. And then, I mean, the best thing about it is he talk a lot of shit. He hella disrespectful. Like, you sucking his dick.
Yes.
He's like,
yes,
suck
he
my
going
dick.
Hard.
You beautiful bitch. But he's like he's off screen. He's a gentleman, and he's really a good guy.
He's
like, one of the realest niggas being born.
He just be hamming up for the screen. And he just be hamming up for the screen, but he definitely is hella disrespectful.
He be having me screaming. I'd be dying laughing because he be going in.
Yeah, he's hella funny.
Yeah, spit on that dick. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this nigga.
One scene where he broke, and this girl was so bony. I felt bad for her. He did.
Don't feel bad, bro. She got a big pussy.
Yeah, he good at making girls squirt too.
Yeah, he did her so dirty. I was on the floor. I was like, oh my god.
If she's a little bony, chick, she took all that dick. Trust me.
No, she couldn't. She was. He folded her up like
that
kind of
stuff. I like to see.
He pulled her ass up and she was crying.
In your personal life, can a dude talk dirty to you?
My personal life. You know, honestly, I'm a lot different in my personal life than in my in my porn life. I'm not as dramatic or animated. I'm like real simple. Like, my favorite position is missionary. Like,
that's my favorite. Are you submissive in your personal life? Submissive to your mate?
Mostly. I mean, you know, I go back and forth. I can be dominant and submissive, but mostly I'm submissive. I mean, when I drink, I'm really aggressive though.
So personally, I can't call you no professional cocksucker or none of that shit. Suck the dick.
Oh, no, yeah, you can. I mean, if I'm dating you.
Can I choke you out?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Nice. I just got a Woody hearing that.
Choke me out. Choke me out.
I want to know what you drink.
What I drink?
Yeah.
Thank
you. What the fuck? She drink orange juice. Get out of here with that shit, man.
No, honestly,
I used to drink a lot of vodka and orange juice,
but I've been trying to hold off on the orange juice. So now I've just been drinking straight shots of peach Ciroc and rosé.
Okay. So when you drink, you wild out, right?
You said when you drink, you wild out, right? Yes.
Well, I love peach Ciroc too. What's up?
I didn't say I was accepting applications, eh?
Oh, hey, you said the industry was missing a few good guys. I want to sign up.
You know, people complain like, dang, why you keep fucking the same dudes all the time? I'm like, look, man, it's easy for a girl to look good and get fucked or fucked, but it's a real talent for a man to be a porn star. Like, not only is it the physique or the stamina or coming on demand, you might fuck a girl you're not attracted to, and you still got to be rock solid hard like it's your favorite bitch in the world. Like, it takes a real talent. Like, and I've been through quite a few amateurs, and even sometimes, you know, it's been people in the industry that might have did good they first, like, 10 scenes, and then they fall off. And then they can't get hard, or they lose it, you know? And it's like, damn, you did good your first 10 scenes, and now you sayonara, you ain't no good.
They better shoot some nitrous then.
Hey, Pinky, is it true that some girl told me that in most of these porn pictures that a lot of these dudes is getting dick implants? Is that true?
What's a dick implant?
What's a dick implant?
Oh, I thought you said pick implant. Dick implants. I don't know about dick implants, but I mean, people do use Viagra.
Oh no, that's a, you gotta have Viagra and Hennessy. I kill a bitch.
Oh my god. Some guys have been rumored to inject something directly into their penis to make it hard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, god damn, that hurt.
I don't want to fuck nobody that bad.
Hey, people got to make a living. They got to pay their bills.
So, do you got any suggestions for women on how to keep their man happy in the bedroom?
Yeah, role play. Give up the ass. Threesomes.
Hey, big homie, that's your favorite line right there. Everything should never be no in the bedroom with your mate.
That's right.
Didn't we have a show about this already?
Yes. No should not be in the bedroom. We came to the conclusion that no wasn't in the bedroom.
Pinky, do you have any suggestions for women to get over their fear with kinky sex?
Drink some wine. Unwind. I don't know.
I mean, you can start it off like,
you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, you could be like, okay, well, tonight, this is what I want. You know, maybe it'll be easier if I do all the things that the woman wants done. And then, you know, the guy expressed to her what he likes. Or sometimes it got to be just spontaneous. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just got to just do it. Like, you got to make that connection with your girl to know. Like, sometimes you might not be in the mood, or it might be some shit you don't want to do. But if you know your woman good enough, you can, you know, put the moves on her and open her ass up.
Okay, let me ask you. But we're in New York, though. And these drunk-ass bitches up here need more than wine, so they need some straight shit.
Hey, them hoes in New York need some Cisco or some shit.
Them bitches.
Well, if they doing all that, they already doing the fool. I'm thinking you talking about
okay,
people that's uptight.
Hey, Steph, I'm standing here with about 8 guys that might have a question for Pinky.
Well, I got a question right now. They got to get on the air. Tell them to call a motherfucking show. Pinky, let me ask you a question. They're on the air, I'm telling you. Do you toss salad, or do you get your salad tossed? Have you ever did that? You ever got your ass licked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Mike Brown, man.
What up, my man? I gotta let my man Mike.
This is the first time you ever called us. Pinky made me feel good plenty of motherfucking nights, bro.
Damn.
Thank you.
Oh, damn.
I've been on piggy ass for a few years now.
A few years, my Mike? Hey, Mike, for a few years, she made you feel good, player?
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. She made my wife feel good a couple of times, too.
Unbelievable.
Hey,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question,
baby. This is the whole stuff.
Hey, listen, my wife probably want to thank her a couple of times. She made me feel good.
Hey, Pinky, have you ever met somebody outside of the industry that you fuck, male or female, and you was like, damn.
Steph, you got a request for Pinky to come to Fayetteville.
All right, no problem.
Book Pinky at
gmail.com. I'll book it for the squad.
The question was, have I ever met someone, male or female,
yes,
outside of the industry that I thought should be in the industry?
Yes, that fucked the shit out of you. You're like, damn, this needs to be in the industry. That outshowed a bunch of other niggas that you fucked that was in the industry, and female as well.
Yes, I have. But the funny thing about it is people who are not in the industry, they, like, have unrealistic expectations of what they're supposed to get paid. So when I brought it to the person's attention, they was like, man, I need, like, $100,000 for a blowjob scene.
Motherfuckers is sucking dick for Chinese food. How you going to get
$100,000? There you go.
There you go.
I got my dick sucked for an egg roll, man.
This one girl was like, man, I'll do a scene if y'all pay my house off. Like, I'm like, what?
No, house off. Your pussy is not worth a mortgage, bitch. Get out of here.
She wasn't talking about a monthly mortgage. She talking about the whole shit.
Off. Fuck out of here. Pussy is cheaper right now on the stock market anyways. You get pussy right now for like 89 cents. Nick, get out of here.
Nah, it's in the negative. It's not even free, it's in the negative.
Listen.
Bitches paying niggas a fucking right about now.
Exactly.
That's the negative.
No, hold on. She just said good dick and it's hard to come out. So you think it's easy to come by in the street? A bitch is tripping off on niggas too, I hear. Women are taking
exactly.
on men as
well
right now.
If Pinky say good dick is hard to come by, the rest of you bitches don't stand a chance.
You know what, big homie? Please, big homie.
That's the real truth. My friends want to fuck Pinky. Not too many niggas want to fuck y'all.
You know what, I'm done with you. If you got a man, it doesn't matter.
Oh, goddamn.
Exactly.
Huh? It doesn't matter if you got a man. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about the man in the street.
I'm telling you that some of the guys that y'all fucking ain't got nothing else to fuck.
Lies and loyalty, Dallas, everyone.
Yes, baby.
How are you all?
I'm fine, baby. This is my girl, my residential expert, old school in the hood right here.
Hey, senior citizens night is Wednesday.
One at a time, y'all. We're getting off topic.
Senior citizens night is Wednesday.
Anyway, I want to say hello to Pinky and
I can't.
You need to get some minutes,
you
T.C. Your phone is fucked up. Put a quarter in your phone.
What? How you doing, baby? I hear
up.
You.
Hey, hold on, y'all.
I'm here.
Okay. We're going to go to her new song, Bands on Me. We're going to play that right quick. And we're going to come back to my girl, Pinky. Do my operator have that song ready? Is that
probably not.
Right?
Go ahead, drop them bands on me. Drop them bands on me. Go ahead, drop them bands on me. Drop them bands on me.
I walk up in the club, I'm looking for a baller to keep my trap back filled with guala, guala, guala. Two bottles in my hand, I'm looking like a model.
Runs up on you and you don't want to kick it to you. How do you weed out somebody that seriously trying to holler at you, or if he's like a groupie or a fan? How do you,
you know, honestly, it's still an obstacle for me, because I think I've passed up on a lot of good niggas because I wouldn't give them the opportunity, me being in the frame of mind. Even when I became single, I was so used to being in a relationship that I will always say no. I was so used to saying no, or so used to turning people away, you know. So it's like, I would say the guy that I'm dating now, he chased me for like 2 years before I really, really just started fucking with him. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say. Like every situation of a person I dated, it's like a story to it. It ain't just like, oh, I met the nigga and it's like, oh, what's up. Like, it ain't never went down like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's.
It's even harder now because I haven't had too many good experiences since I've been single. And even right now, like, I'm in a complicated situation, but I mean, I ain't gonna give up. Like, honestly, this is what my little thing was. I felt like this. Like, I was in a relationship with someone for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We separated like 3 years ago. So I felt like, damn, you know, I don't want to be in no punk-ass boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. You know, I'd rather just date, because what if I'm in a relationship with someone and then, of course, I'm going to be faithful and loyal, and then somebody try to holler, what if he the man of my dreams and I'm telling him no because I'm in a punk-ass boyfriend and girlfriend relationship? So I felt like, why don't we just date? You feel me? No, hear me out.
No,
why don't we just date?
I'm listening, baby.
And then if we know that we're going to be serious, like long-term getting married, then okay, let's lock it down. But if not, then I feel like I should be free to date other people because I don't want to miss out. And then what if this don't work? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ultimately, you know, I just feel like people shouldn't waste time in punk-ass boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. Like, you know, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I'm not a teenager anymore. So I feel like that shit is, like, for the birds. Like, I feel like you should date, you should court, and if you don't think it's going nowhere, then keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Stay
until you find that person you know for sure, like, okay, I really want to fuck with this person and only be with this person. Because ultimately, I don't like being with different guys. I don't like dating and fucking different people. Like, I only want to be with one person, and when I'm with that one person, I can't think of no one else.
So let me ask you, don't you think it's kind of hard for a dude to actually, you know, not, I don't want you to get offended or nothing, but don't you think it's kind of hard for a dude to date you when you're actually fucking these niggas in this porno flick?
Not for me.
You think something like do with it?
I mean, it just depends on the person. It depends
not
on
me.
The person. It depends on the person. Like, first of all,
can y'all shut the fuck
it depends
up for a
because,
minute?
First of all, I'm not finna just let you fuck. So you got to invest time in me. You got to invest into me to even get to that stage, you feel me? So it's all depend on the person and what they think is worth it. You know, when this person gets to know me, it's all on them, you know?
And on top of that,
I feel like it just depends on the security of a man, what he want, what he looking for, and when he gets to know me as a person, how he see me. Like, all my friends and people I date, they forget that I'm Pinky the Porn Star. They forget that I even do porn, or they be like, dang, because I don't carry myself like a porn star. I don't go around just sucking and fucking. I'm not a cum bucket slut whore bag, you know what I mean? Business is business, and I know how to separate the two. And I mean, besides that, I really don't even shoot like I used to. I only shoot, you know, enough to keep my website going or whatever, and sometimes I'm not even in the scene, and I do a lot of girl-girl, but I kind of fell back from doing a lot of scenes with guys because, I mean, honestly, I kind of lost interest because I'm tired of fucking the same guys, you know? I mean, in my personal life, I only want to fuck one person and have a relationship and be into that one person, but in the movies, to keep it exciting, you have to, you know, be with different people to keep it exciting, you know? So it's like, male talent is not like the well is running dry.
And on top of that, if a dude look at you and judge you for what you do financially, when all these other hoes are fucking just as many niggas for free.
So what the thing is in society? People feel like as long as there's no proof of it, it's all good. You could take a bitch that is a known fact and niggas know that she fucked all the homies, smashed the homies,
but there's no video or no pictures. Versus me, it's like, dang, you know, they might feel more secure of being with a bitch and going, you know, like, anywhere I go in the country and out the country, motherfuckers know what it is. You know what I mean? You could take your bitch from the hood, from the block, and go to Dallas or go to Indianapolis or go to New York or to go to Cali, and they don't know she's a slut or a hoe. But people got video of me taking cum shots to the face, you know?
I don't know.
So
I don't know. I don't know,
it's Piggy. Different.
Niggas be knowing by these hoes. You could take a hoe anywhere. Niggas be knowing these hoes.
But hold on, big homie. We're going to go to that Pussy That Good right quick before our show is over. We're going to Pussy That Good for my girl Pinky, because I know she wants to hear. Right, Pinky?
Yes, please.
I want to see that shit.
Pussy good. We're going to go Pussy That Good. Play it, y'all.
Royalty Entertainment. You niggas in a club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, the pussy that good. 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 You ain't getting no pussy, I ain't sucking no dick. If you ain't talking about money, you ain't talking about shit. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. You ain't never seen a bitch with an ass like this. Watch you make it clap, now watch you make it jump. I'm a bad yellow bitch, nigga down to the pump. I ain't worried about shit, but what a bitch gon' make. When I bend this thing over, nigga, give me my cake. Where the money at, nigga, gon' tear mine off. I'll give it all back if that dick gets off. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you and nigga talk about me. Yeah, you niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, the pussy that good. 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 A boyfriend, nigga, don't play. I ain't really tryna hear what you niggas tryna say. All a bitch tryna hear is what a nigga tryna pay. If I did them in a club down in MIA, nigga, bust a few bins, make a bitch rich. I'm that bad, nigga, I'm that thick. Watch a bitch go to work, I be popping my shit. If you a broke ass nigga, get up out of here quick. You wouldn't know what to do if the pussy got wet. And ain't a nigga walked in with enough money yet. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you and nigga talk about me. Yeah, you niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, the pussy that good. Yeah, the pussy that good. Yeah, the pussy that good. Yeah, the pussy that good.
I'm in this motherfucker drunk and I'm fucking with bitches. Turned up like a motherfucker, me and my niggas. Bitch, to keep it 100, I'm just trying to get pimping. Made my chain keep shining and my watch keep glistening. I'm just fucking with Kush, nigga, blowing these switches. Really in a bitch here, trying to get her to listen. So much money in this motherfucker, bitches is tripping. And I'm just really trying to get these hoes to play their position. Hey, bitch in the club, trying to catch my attention. I'm just popping these bottles, nigga, drinking and sipping. Trying to keep shit lit, man, I'm on that mission. Better bad yellow bitch, nigga, come on,
you niggas in the club, ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, the pussy that good. 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 You niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, the pussy that good. Yeah, the pussy that good.
that good, pussy that good, pussy that good. We know it's good. They be watching the videos all the fucking time.
You know I got two versions of that song. That's the original.
That's the original version? Why you ain't telling me to play the other one?
I thought you already had another one.
You didn't say that. You just said play
it's
pussy
good.
That
I personally like that one better anyway. It's good.
No. I'm going to play whatever you want me to, motherfucker.
That was Messy Marv on the verse, on the track.
Okay. Shout out to Messy Marv. Shout out to Messy Marv. Shout out to Messy Marv.
Oh.
So, let's see. Where can we go at next with Pinky? How long are you going to retire in the street? Because I know you retired and you came back. Are you going to retire and, like, hang it up?
I never retired. Anything you didn't hear from my mouth was totally false. I never retired. People just think I retired because they bootlegger ain't got the latest Pinky video. Everything is on the internet.
It's not DVDs. So you're like a renegade now, right? You're doing your own little thing.
No, I came in the game doing my own thing. I came in the industry already with my independent films.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that about me. I had already had all my shit. Before I had even met a porn star, I had two DVDs already from my amateur shit.
You had your shit set in motion. Okay. Well, that's good. You had your shit set in motion already. That's shit.
Yeah. And that's what fucked them up because this whole time not only have I had selling power, but they couldn't corner me and make me do what they wanted me to do because I was always making my own money and owning my shit and making my own way. So a lot of people mad at me and jealous of me and start rumors about me and try to bring me down. Like, you know, for instance, you know, it was, what was it, like February? It was trending all over the country that I have AIDS and HIV, and it's like, that's fucked up. And what somebody did was they took an article from before I was even in the industry. It was a real article, but they copied and pasted, you know, they took one of the girls' names out and put my name. And, of course, people who in the industry know that I wasn't even in the industry when that happened, and people who are my fans. But then it's like, damn, don't y'all have common sense? If I had caught HIV or AIDS all the way in 2000, whatever, before I was even in the industry, why would they have let me shoot all these hundreds of videos with no condom? Duh. Yeah. And then people be like, well, why do you use condoms now? Well, guess what? I shoot for my own company, and I make the rules, and we get tested, and we also use condoms, and that's what the fuck I want to do. And now, you know, sometimes you do things, and it's cool, and then later on in life you'd be like, you know what, this is not cool, and unprotected sex is not cool, whether it's porn or not, even if people do get tested. Just like earlier when you asked me that question, I thought you was speaking on safe sex, so that's why I was going to touch on that, you know? And before, I was so angry about the rumor that I would refuse to talk about it on interviews, but part of my therapy, I'm like, more open to talk about it now because, you know, just I need to get the word out that it's, of course, false, but I just kind of like talking about it because it just helped me get over the anger issue of that, you know, because when it when the shit hit the fan, I just felt like, damn, why don't I have, like, a publicist or a lawyer or something? Like, shouldn't I be able to sue Twitter for this? Like this is not cool. Like you ruining my shit, you know, and my sales went down and, you know, sometimes I might post a pretty picture of me on Instagram and somebody might be like, oh, that bitch got AIDS. And it's like, that's hella disrespectful, you know. People were sending me messages like, oh, that's what you get, bitch. It's about time you die. Like, are you serious?
Wow.
Oh, I got to jack off with a condom now. Like, are you serious? Come on now.
I ain't going to lie. When I heard the rumor, baby, I was ready to cry, baby. I said, man, it's some bullshit here, man.
Yeah, but, so honestly, they had started this thing. I guess it's somebody who put a lot of money into a campaign where they voted for if people in the industry should use condoms or not. And I feel like they should because we're giving out an image that's false. We're giving off false reality because the reality is people in the industry still catch STDs. You know what I'm saying? Like I had did a Wendy Williams interview before she had her TV show when she was doing radio. And I keep it real. She asked me, and I told her the truth. Like, in my personal life, and even when I used to escort, I know I never had an STD. But, yes, my first run, when I got into industry, I did catch an STD. Luckily, it was something that I could get rid of, kept medicine for, whatever. And I even cornered
I even cornered it down to who I had fucked and found out who I got it from, and I had put them on my no list. But what I didn't understand at the time was, while I'm saying I won't work with this person, this is shit that can, it's reality. It can happen to anybody. And the thing is, it's just like, if you know a teenager is fucking, and you know she fucking, and then she pregnant, and you be like, what, she pregnant? You knew she was fucking, right? So why would she not be pregnant? Okay, if you have unprotected sex, like, that's the shit that come with it, you know what I mean? So, like, I practice safe sex in my films now, you know? If I shoot people and they choose to not use the condom, then that's on them. And I even told, like, my business partner, like, damn, it don't look good that I'm fucking with a condom and they not. But sometimes the guy be like, you know, I can't stay hard. Like, your pussy's good. I can fuck you with a condom, but I need to fuck something raw. So when we do two girls and a guy, he would use a condom with me, and the other girl wouldn't be tripping. You feel me? But now I use guys. Like, that's why I use the same guys over and over, because when I started using condoms, more and more and more guys is telling me, like, man, I don't use condoms in my personal life, or I'm just used to not using condoms, so I can't do it. Well, really, it's all in their head. So now the best performers to use that do use condoms in their personal life and that perform well, Mr. Marcus, he performs very well with a condom. Ethan Hunt, he performs very well with a condom. Nathan Threat performs very well with a condom. And Nat Turner, he performs very well with the condom. And I think this is something that they should be praised for, because you'll be surprised. And I know that these people in the industry are fucking people who are not getting tested. Because obviously, if everybody is tested every 30 days and everybody's clean, then how is the STDs getting into the industry? Because you're fucking someone unprotected that's not being tested. Duh.
Yeah,
you know
wasn't,
I mean?
Wasn't there a room with Mr. Marcus as well? They tried to start a room with Mr. Marcus as well, or was that was unfounded, or was it true?
Honestly, I don't know, and I would never, unless I heard him say it out his own mouth, because I know how people spread rumors about me that wasn't true, about me being a grandmother or me wearing, like, they took a dress that I took a picture before a video shoot, and they was like, oh, she wore this to church. Like, come on now, are you serious? Like, I'm going to wear a party dress to church. Like, come on now, get out of here. Like, it's so much shit, you feel me?
A little dress down, a little tight ass dress, and little heels and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, that was at my friend's apartment, in her apartment parking lot. Like, that wasn't no church parking lot. So it's just so much shit, you know, so much shit. Or this girl on Facebook, you know, you don't have to have an ID on Facebook. You can put your name as anything. So she put that I'm her mom, and now she got two kids, so now I'm a grandmother. Like, I don't even know this bitch. I don't even have children. Like, what the fuck? I'm a grandmother now? So unless I see a motherfucker say it out of their own mouth, like, I can't say if that shit is true or not. I don't know.
Okay. But why?
But I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It's like it ain't easy being me. You know, a lot of times I gotta get off the social networks because people are so rude. Or sometimes I'd be like, damn, you know, I'm from Oakland. I'm from West Oakland, California. Where motherfuckers either sell crack or do crack. Motherfuckers is hoes, pimps. Motherfuckers, you know, family members on overdose over heroin, died of AIDS, all kind of shit. So I was just trying to make a way for myself. You feel me? So sometimes I'd be like, damn, you know, I did all this to make money and to provide a better life for my family, you know, shit like that. You know, I got siblings, you know. And I'd be like, damn, like, motherfuckers really just look at me this way. But then I got to remember there's so many people who have love for me and that support me. And everywhere I go is love. And then people over the internet just be hiding behind their computer talking shit. You feel me?
So if they're not talking about you, you're not doing the right thing, then. No, that's what I look
at. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that. I mean, I hear you. You know, even when they be like, oh, well, even bad press is good press. All press ain't good press, man. Shit, not when your sales is going down and motherfuckers ain't booking you or people calling back like, yo, I know I signed this contract and I'm supposed to make this deposit, but, man, people in the barbershop talking about she got the monster, so I don't know if I'll, you know what I mean? That shit ain't cool.
But they can't.
Oh, you want to hear something hella funny?
Yeah,
I was on Instagram, right? I posted a picture. This dude
says something about me having AIDS, right? So I go to his Instagram. His shit is private. But you know how when you post pictures on Instagram, you can put it on Twitter too. So I go on his Twitter, and I can see all his pictures of him and his family, his sister at her book signing, hella shit, all this shit, right? So I usually don't get at people like this, but every once in a blue, you know, I get human, and I talk shit. So I was, like, telling him, like, damn, you know, from the looks of your picture, you look too classy of a guy to be talking shit like this. Like, you know, you from Philly? Because, you know, it said he was from Philly or whatever. I was like, man, niggas from Philly love me, and I know hella niggas that would love to peel your cap back for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got at him like that, and then one of his partners jumped in the conversation, was like, what? You talking to my homie like that? Bro? I'm like, man, you ain't got shit to do with this. So we going back and forth or whatever, right? So, Valentine's Day, I'm at Ruth Chris in Philadelphia, sitting at the table with my date, having a nice dinner. Now, sometimes when I go in public, when I see black people, I try not to make eye contact with them because then they'll want a picture with me, you know? So I was, like, only looking at my date the whole time, right? Like, please, I don't want to make eye contact with nobody urban because they're going to want a picture. They know who I am. So I'm only looking at him in my dinner. So the check come, we about to leave, and somebody's like, Pinky. I'm like, fuck, man, fuck, right? So I try not to look. I look over, it's the nigga that was talking shit on Instagram.
Following him.
And I live in California, for real. Like, I used to live in Atlanta. I got a spot out there. I bounce back and forth. But mostly I'm in California. I was in California when he was talking shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in Philly with my date. At the Ruth Chris in Philadelphia, and the nigga that was just talking shit about me a couple weeks ago that we exchanging all this anger back and forth is sitting next to me with his date. He apologized to me. He looked like a fake-ass Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? But he classy looking, though. Even in his picture, you know, he looked like a better-looking Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? He's a queen. He a big nigga, husky. You feel me? Dark-skinned, bald-headed with a beard. But he clean-cut, though. Nice suit. That's why I got at him like that, like, damn, nigga, you look like a classy nigga to be trying to be talking shit like you don't even, from the looks of your picture, you don't even look like you'd be, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because it always be the square-ass motherfuckers that want to talk shit. So he apologized to me. His date is ecstatic. She want a picture. He like, Pinky, you know, I apologize. You know, it's a small world after all. I can't believe that it was just a couple weeks ago, and now, you know, you here right here. And my date the whole time, he just beat a murder rap, you know what I'm saying? Got out of prison for 7 years for obstruction of justice. He don't beat the murder case, you know what I'm saying? This nigga like, what's going on? I could have had him bust his hair right then and there, but I already knew who he was, so I didn't tell him until we left. So he going to say, can we take a picture shaking hands so everybody can know that we squashed the beef? So I'm like, yeah, whatever. So on my way out, I turn around, I say, hey, tell your sister I said congratulations on her new book. His mouth just dropped, like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I'm speaking on personal shit. Like, you got your personal information on the social networks. You want to talk all this shit, but you never know when you might come face-to-face with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it didn't really mean shit to me. It was just like, wow, I can't believe it. But to him, he was just like, damn. Now, what if I was some old shiesty-ass bitch to be like, okay, beat this nigga ass right here or call this nigga or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Get real.
I would have been happy if you'd have got him beat up. Fuck that.
Man, I'll whoop his ass forever.
Yeah, listen up. This is my show ends at 9 o'clock. We're going to go to Big Homie Show. But we're going to play the remix. Do we have that? Do we have bands? We got that song that you want to hear, Pinky. The other one that you want to hear, the new one. We're going to play that for you. We're going to come back. We're going to say a little goodbye to everybody. And we'll end our show tonight. And
why, thank you.
Tonight, baby. You stayed on hella long. You told me from 7:30 to 8.
I know. You guys are so fun. I wish I was in the studio with y'all.
Well, next time I'm gonna fly you out personally and you'll be in the studio with me, baby.
We can drink some peach Ciroc and can make my ass clap live on the air.
We're gonna have Magnus of peach Ciroc. Magnus.
I would like to say, Pinky, when you came on this show,
I got a totally different perspective listening to you kick it 100 with us, and you kept it real. You wasn't on no Hollywood big time because you're doing better than most people, but it didn't come off like that. And even though I would like to have you suck my dick, I still think it was a great interview, and I appreciate you calling in and kicking it with the homies.
For sure.
Yes, I did. We're gonna go to that new song. We're gonna come back. We're gonna end the show with her after her new song, and it's Butter, baby. We have bands.
Royalty Entertainment.
You niggas in a club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. Yeah, this pussy that good. 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 You ain't getting no pussy, I ain't fucking no dick. If you ain't talking about money, you ain't talking about shit. Nigga pay my bills, nigga pay my rent. You ain't never seen a bitch with an ass like this. Watch you make it clap, now watch you make it jump. I'm a bad yellow bitch, nigga down to the pump. I ain't worried about shit, but what a bitch gon' make. When I bend this thing over, nigga, give me my cake. Where the money at, nigga gon' tear mine off. I'll give it all back if that dick is off. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you and nigga, talk about me. Yeah, you niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Yeah, this pussy that good. 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 Boyfriend, nigga, don't play. I ain't really tryna hear what you niggas tryna say. All a bitch tryna hear is what a nigga tryna pay. If I get him in the club down in MIA, nigga, bust a few bands, make a bitch rich. I'm that bad, nigga, I'm that thick. Watch a bitch go to work, I be popping my shit. If you a broke ass nigga, get up out of here quick. You wouldn't know what to do if this pussy got wet. And ain't a nigga walked in with enough money yet. Give me money, nigga, ain't shit free. Stop talking about you and nigga, talk about me. Yeah, you niggas in this club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good.
I stuff it in my I can't fit it in the wallet. Throw it on the floor. It ain't tricking if you got it. I gotta let her have it, cause I gotta have it. Put it in my lap, make it bounce like a rabbit. The way you throw it back, make me wanna blow it back. Keep doing it like that, and you gon' make a nigga tap. I'ma pay your house note, I'ma pay your car note. All I do is boil when I pull up, it's a car show. Niggas kill me, why the fuck they in the bar, bro? Blow it all at night, I'ma get it back tomorrow. If money talks, then I guess I got a lot to say. If your pussy that good, I'ma pay like I weigh these other niggas.
Club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Yeah, this pussy that good. 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 You niggas in the club ain't talking about shit. It's some bitches in this motherfucker trying to get rich. We ain't talking about head, we ain't talking about dick. Nigga, pay my bills, nigga, pay my rent. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good. Yeah, this pussy that good.
Who else is that on that song with you, baby?
That was Hell of a. He produced the beat, and that was him on the verse, the last verse.
Okay.
Hell of a from Detroit.
Hell of a did a hell of a fucking job on that one, baby. I like that, and the pussy
Thank
is
you.
That good. Tonight's show was.
I just hit somebody
excellent.
Back on Instagram.
It was a great fucking show. Thank you for calling in and blessing my
That's
listeners.
That's
Steph,
aka
right
Dallas.
Here. That's me, baby. Steph,
That's
AKA
you?
Dallas. That's me, baby.
I like your beard.
Instagram. Yeah, see, they was calling. You see a big homie laughing in the background talking about, that was that nigga you seen in the pen, in the fucking Philly joint. No, that wasn't me. I got the beard too, baby. Holler back at your boy. Thanks for calling, baby. When you ready to come to New York, I got you, baby. Flights,
thank you for
free.
Having me. Everybody, check out my website, pinkytriplex.com, and also pinkytriplex.cammodels.com, which I am live. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, The Real Pinky Triple X. And to book me for events, bookpinky@gmail.com. And for all music drops, interviews, versus music events, go to pinkytriplexinfo@gmail.com.
Well, listen, hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram, baby. I got a guy.
I just sent you a request.
I got a guy in the street. We're gonna try to hook you up with a little music, little feature right quick. I got peoples. I rub shoulders with the big boys. Holler at your boy. This is not a joke. This is your boy right here.
Shout out to
Dallas.
Little C.
Yeah, Little C. Little C is the homie. It's the homie over here in New York and Brooklyn right here. But holler at your girl, Pinky, at pinkytriplex.com. It's your boy, Steph Dallas, your host, GQ Palace. We did it once again. We're going to my next segment with my boy, Big Homie. Big Homie, you there, Big Homie? Big Homie, I would play Big Homie. But we're going right to the next show with Big Homie.
I'm on the mic, baby.
Okay, we're here, baby. We're going right into your next segment with you, baby. Do your thing, baby.
Thank you.
Good night,
everyone. Thanks for having me. What's up, Big Homie?
Hey, baby.
They was using your name earlier when they was talking about the new porn star.
That's me, baby. That was me, baby.
That was you?
You guys are so much fun. I hope I get to meet you guys one day.
We're going to have a flyer out to New York, and I will be in Atlanta in January. And
me
will
too.
Be hitting you up. I will be hitting you up, and we're going to do the damn thing. Pop a few bottles. That's what we do, baby.
Okay, for sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, baby.
Good night.
I really wanna know your name.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to GQ Patters, and you're rocking with Dr. Feelgood. And this show is called Relationship, Lies, and Deceit. This is where we keep it so real, and we try to help each other build great relationships. And tonight, our topic is, would you prefer love and all right sex, or great sex and a strong ass like? Tonight we have Felicia. Felicia, you there?
Building, Diddy.
You okay? Okay. Crystal, are you there, Crystal? Crystal, are you there,
yeah.
Crystal?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, baby. We have Emily. Emily, are you on the line?
Of course I'm here, Diddy.
Okay, now I got a question for Felicia. I asked you first. Now, I know love is what everybody is searching for. It's the qualm. Like in Jerry Maguire, it's the qualm. Everybody wants love. But do love conquer whack sex? Would you take love over great sex? Felicia, I want to know.
I don't know. I think that with love, sex got to be uninhibited. So if you're in love, you want to make it what you make it. If it's not his time to shine, if he's not feeling it, then you got to do what you got to do to get yours.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Like, in any relationship, everybody is not equal at everything. So a
right.
dude could be real good. He could be real good to you. He could treat you like a queen. But what if the sex is just all right?
I don't know. I don't think I could just live with all right sex.
So the all right sex will conquer the love that he's showing you.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. Cause sex
but you don't
plays
know.
A big role. Yeah, I could do
we
all
keep
right
it real.
By myself. I
keep
can't
it real.
Be me by myself.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, sex is how much more stronger than love to you?
Seven and a half.
That's important.
Seven
so,
and a half.
So with the guy, do you believe that you can, if you give him suggestions and he's not comfortable, do you think he should be making every effort to fulfill your needs?
You damn right. If he don't, somebody else will.
Even if he's not uncomfortable with some of the things?
If he's uncomfortable with some of the things?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think a man should be uncomfortable doing anything with a woman.
I'm sorry.
Not no real man.
Why are you separating men from women? We all equal.
And that's what I said in the beginning. I think it's uninhibited. I think that every time you go on the bed, you can't be conservative and scared to try new things. We talking grown folks stuff in the bedroom.
Okay. Let me try somebody else. Crystal, are you there, Crystal?
I am here.
What do you feel about it? Do you think, what would you choose, love and all right sex or great sex and a strong ass liking?
I would choose love because if you really love somebody, unless you have some issues with, like, erectile dysfunctions, you can teach them what you need. And if you really love this person, they're going to want to please you as much as you're going to want to please them. Sex, to me, is something that can be taught. Good sex, anyway. There's going to become a time in all of our lives that one day you have to sit on the porch with your man or your woman because either he can't get it up or you might not have the desire anymore. And if you really love that person and this person is your soulmate and your best friend, you want to just be able to be in their presence, even if you can't have sex. I mean, what if somebody gets sick and they can no longer perform in that way? If I just like you, but the sex is the bomb.com, I'm not really going to have no staying power after a while.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. So you believe sex can be taught. You don't think that that's a natural rhythm?
I think that once you have chemistry and a good energy with one another, it becomes natural. Now, when you start suggesting certain things in the bedroom, look, well, let's try this and let's try that. That's what I mean when I say it can be taught. I might not have experienced certain things that he has, and maybe up until this point, I might have been feeling like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. But then once he, because I love this man, I trust him, so there are things that I personally ain't going to do right now because I don't trust men. And I'm not married. I'm not in a committed relationship right now. So some of this stuff I'm just not about to do. But if I'm with somebody I really, really trust, I'm pretty much willing to try anything with him.
All right, so let me ask you a question. And when you're in a committed relationship, and hypothetically, it's not, the sex is not all it's cracked up to be, do you think that man should be telling you no to certain things that you're requesting to make it all that?
I don't think, I think that if something is painful, like not, you know, not a good pain, but, you know, like this is just not a good thing for you, I think sex should be enjoyable for both people. So I personally cannot imagine, I've never personally experienced a man telling me no. So I really can't wrap my head around that. So I really don't, I don't know how to answer that because I've never come to a man and said, let's try something, and he tells me no.
All right. Let me ask you a different question then. Hypothetically, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship, and he comes to you. Now, this is a committed relationship, and he asks you to try some things that you've never tried before. Do you believe the word no should be in the bedroom?
If I don't feel safe, then I think that it could be, I mean, well, okay, you said it's a committed relationship. Okay,
committed.
Let me step outside.
Committed. Is that the dude you fucked out the club? This is your guy.
This is my dude. Okay.
Your guy.
And he wants me to try something with him that I've never tried before.
Exactly.
I think I would try it. Now, whether I continue, I'm going to try anything what my man wants. And if I don't like it, he needs to respect that I don't like that. But I'm going to at least try to see if it's something that I can like, because I'm going to please him.
Okay. Now, is there limits to in which you would go that's respectable? I'm not talking about him asking you for threesomes or for you to put a pumpkin in your ass or some shit like that. I'm saying in respect, is there limits to your relationship in the bedroom?
Well, other than those things you just mentioned, no. I mean, as long as the interaction is between me and him, and he's not asking me to do something that I'll need surgery for later, or repentance for, he's not asking me for any of those things. Pretty much whatever we do is what we do.
Okay, okay. Now, boys, I need to get a man's point of view. Monster, are you on the lines?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm on the line, brother.
Walaikum salam, my brother. Now, let me ask you a question, brother. I know you pretty well, and I need you to, I need the humor, but I know you bring in the humor. You my guy. But I also need you to be dead ass serious about this question. Would you take love over all right sex, or do you want the great sex and you want to like that chick a whole hell of a lot?
I want that great sex, and I want to like her a lot.
Now, explain to the ladies your point of view on this subject.
From my point of view, women are like pocketbooks, man. Women, you know, they see a pocketbook, they love it, they want it, they put everything else in the closet for it. So I look at women kind of like the same. Yo, I love you and all that, but if the sex ain't good, you going in the closet, ma.
Ladies, calm down. Hold up. I knew Monster's going to get a reaction out of y'all. Hold up, ladies. You gotta listen. And absorb what the man is telling you, because it might be beneficial to you later. explain to them again, Martha, because they jumped out the window real quick. Explain to them again.
All right. Put it simple. Just because I put you in the closet don't mean I love you. We got all these other bonds, but the sex ain't clicking, so I should be able to go out and have that fulfilled. If you love me, you understand me, and we in a relationship. If your pussy don't work, Ma, come on. Well, I gotta suffer for that.
What?
Go ahead, man.
And thus is the reason why you have so many people walking around here with STDs and everything else.
Women are out. Everybody.
We have so much more than that.
Shut up. I'm talking. Just because that young man want to go out there and explore his options do not mean he's not practicing safe sex.
Can you please, Monster Santa, how old are you?
Say that again.
I'm sorry?
What's your question?
My question is, how old are you?
40.
You're 40. Okay, so you're just getting in the 40-40 club. So let me help you out with something, Monster. A real woman who know her body, especially a woman in her sexual peak, possibly 40-plus, we know what's going on. So having this conversation is almost obsolete because if you know your body, first of all, y'all men think y'all make us have orgasms. You don't. A real woman who know what she's holding, she know how to give herself one as well as you. So the chance that you come up on some bad coochie is possibly limited unless she just don't get herself. So I think maybe you don't have what you need to make sure you bring out certain things in her so that she can not only have an orgasm but put that thing on you too.
Time out. The host got to jump in here. Time out. Everybody be quiet. The host got to jump in here because Crystal, is that Crystal talking?
Yes, it's Crystal.
You said some valid points, but there's one thing that you left out this equation.
What would that be?
You do not stick dick inside yourself. So you don't know how good your pussy is.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how I know. Because I read the expression on a man's face. I know how to use my tool in such a way that I'll get what I need out of him. And then some. Trust me when I tell you. I know what I'm holding.
Crystal, hold up. It's the Big Homie Show. And just like women fake it, men fake it too.
I think that
sex, like everything else, is like communication. And me being married, so I'm in a safe relationship, it's safe for me to say that if there's a time when my husband is not feeling it, I could go in there. That's why I said it has to be uninhibited. Every time, it should be like the first time. From the first time I met my husband, he would ask me, did you come before he do what he got to do or before he get himself to that point because he has self-control and I have self-control. And from the last time we did it, he would ask me, did you come? Because he's going to make sure that I'm where I need to be before he get where he needs to be. So
that's
it's all about communication. A relationship, a marriage, everything should be like two eyes that see things as one. And if you don't get it and you go cross-eyed or cock-eyed, your vision is going to be blurry.
I'm the host, time out. Y'all not going to beat up one Monster. Y'all going to respect his opinion. I'm going to have to help him out because I see y'all trying to get in his ass right now. So I'm going
to
just play devil. Listen, time out. You got to be quiet for a second. I'm just going to play devil advocate. These is not my views. I'm trying to keep the conversation flowing. So don't get mad at me. The first thing women do wrong is they don't absorb information that men are telling them. What y'all try to do is contract with your own logic. Now, what y'all saying is correct. I don't have no beef with what neither one of you ladies have said. But what y'all are not listening to is something that could be very beneficial to your relationship. Because Monster said, if you're not fucking pussy popping on a handstand, you're going in the closet. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not going to give a woman a reason to do all that. That's
no, listen. Crystal,
I'm not a closet chick.
Who the
hell
is that? If he's been giving her a reason to do what you just said, then chances are Monster's getting put back in the closet when he thinks that he's putting her back in. Because it, like the other lady said, I'm not sure what your name is, but what the other lady said, it's communication. It's like y'all singing a song together. And apparently, if he feels the need to put her in the closet, he needs to question himself, what did I not do that didn't allow this woman to express herself?
The question is, I can make her pussy come all day, but she can't make me come. Like, everybody's not going to be compatible. That's why the divorce rate is so high. Yo, we make mistakes. I picked the wrong sex partner. I love it and all that, but you couldn't hold my attention there. And I believe sex is like 80%. If you don't have that trust, it's gone.
Time out. We got a new caller. TC. TC, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, TC. You are live with Dr. Feelgood. What's your picnic?
I just have a question for Monster. I'm not jumping on it, but I have a real question. His comment was he should be able to hang it up in the closet and go out and get a new one. So all I'm saying is, does that go both ways?
Mm-hmm.
And I say exactly. It should be.
Okay,
so then you're not
looking for a relationship. You're looking for empty sex.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling me everybody that's married in love, if they swing, they not in love, they not happy?
Why you gotta swing? Why can't you work on what you got right there, or decide that it's not for you and move on amicably like a real man?
Time out, ladies. Hold up, ladies. I'm the host. Listen, y'all ladies have y'all perspective on relationship. In this world, there are a lot of people with open relationships and swing. So don't say it like it's a bad thing. If that works for him and his lady, what's the problem with that?
I agree. If it's working for both of them, but let's talk the reality. The reality is most men are stepping out, and they're not giving their partner the opportunity to say, okay, well, let's have this open relationship. They're just doing them and hoping that they don't get caught. It's all good. They can have their cake and eat it too.
Time out, Miss TC. I like to inform you that in this world, there's not men doing this and women doing that. There's just bad people stepping out. Women step out just as much as men do. So don't say guys just want to have their cake. No, bad people.
Is that just silly? Okay, I'm with you. But you said his perspective was his perspective as a man. So what I just said is my perspective as a woman. So I'm giving it to you from the woman perspective.
Okay.
I'm not going don't talk generalities
right
now when I start giving the woman's perspective. Now you want to generalize it.
No. Miss TC, I respect what you're saying, but I thought that you were just coming at the guys directly, and I just think there's no difference in gender. I believe that it's good people and bad people, and gender don't play a part in it.
Absolutely. But again, it wasn't me jumping on him. This kind of goes back to the root of some things that was said early in the conversation about communication. And
hold on,
let me finish. And one part of the problem with communication relationship is that things are one-sided. And it was just proven right now where when I said something, now I'm jumping on him. But when he said something, nobody jumped on him as a man getting on the women.
So it's the communication, period. You voicing your opinion from your perspective and your experience as a man. Like you told Crystal, she can't say how her stuff feels because she ain't sticking it in there. So I'm giving you my perspective from a woman's point of view.
All right, come out.
Get him, guys.
If I'm you out. Talk to your man, I know you ain't got no relationship because ain't no communication there. All you did was yip yap, and you ain't even consider what nobody else had to say.
I'm gonna let you have that. I don't need to validate myself to you, so I'm gonna let you have that. That's all right.
Now hold up, Miss TC, I gotta correct you. When I'm speaking, you don't never pause the host. I'm the host. You don't tell me, hold on, okay, Miss TC? Okay, now, hold up, time out. Everybody be quiet. I got to have order because I have people that want to talk. Emily, are you on the line?
Of course, I am.
Okay.
And I have a
Emily,
question.
What's your question?
What if she thinks your dick game is whack and wants to put you in a closet?
We answered that, and Monty said what's fair for him is fair for her. Hold up. Next caller, Sheree. Sheree, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Sheree, do you have a question or you would like to answer the topic?
I kind of just want to make a statement.
Hold on. Time out. I'm the host, and you ain't coming in here calling no shots.
I'm not calling those shots. I said I want you ask me a question and I answered it. You said
you gave me option number three when there was no option number three.
Okay, I have a question for you then. Since you got to be close, I'm sorry. It is definitely a man's world in your world. So let me just make a question.
Okay.
I don't understand why. I'm in agreement with you. I don't think that it has anything to do with a male or female. If you want to step out, you want to step out. But regardless to your gender or whatever.
Thank you.
100%. As far as swinging is concerned, I'm not even opposed to that as long as both parties are in agreement with
it. Amen.
If this is what's working in your relationship as opposed to cheating, it's only a cheat when the other person don't know. So if you guys collectively go to a swingers club or if you guys together go to a location and meet whatever and y'all are in it and it's not cheating, then more power to your relationship. But
okay,
I feel like with every man's God-given right to wake up getting fucked, go to sleep getting fucked, and whatever in between. I'm going to keep mine. I'm not going to leave a boy for another chick to come and fill. So I'm not sure about all the other women. I'm not stepping on no toes, but I've been with mine. My cousin's been with hers. We cook, clean, fuck, and stay on top of our game. After that,
that's
I don't leave nothing up for no one else.
Okay, now, Sheree, you said something because I'm a man, and I can't be late. Sheree?
Yeah.
Don't correct me again. Okay, Sheree?
That wasn't me.
Sheree, are you there?
I'm here, host.
Oh, all right, so you said something that resonated with me, because I'm a man, and you said you cook clean and you stay on top of your shit for your man. Okay? Now, do you believe in a relationship that a woman, first of all, answer the question, love and all right sex or great sex and he like you a whole hell of a lot?
No, you can't have all right sex. Even if he comes short, I'm going to make up the difference. So I don't know about all right sex because I'm going to get my
like
all
that. Right. I like that answer, Sheree. Now, Max, another question, Sheree. In a sexual realm with your boyfriend, do you think the word no is acceptable in the bedroom?
With a boyfriend, yeah. With my husband, ain't nothing I won't do to please my. I'm
oh,
not
no, no. The guy that you. The,
to
I don't, when I say boyfriend, I take that back because we all grown. The guy that you're loving.
Okay. There is no in my relationship. If that's what he wants, I'm going to go all far and beyond and exceed that to keep mine. Because if what I won't do, there's another bitch in line waiting to do it.
Hold on. Time out. I know some women that say to themselves, I'm not in competition with these bitches out here. If you want that shit, go out there and get it. I'm not competing. What do you think about that?
I work very hard to get mine. I'm not saying my man is the best man, but he's a provider. He's a hell of a father and a hell of a husband. I'm not walking away from that. So I don't know whether they're in competition. I compete every goddamn day of my life. I might look like shit when I'm at work, and when I clock the fuck out, I put on my makeup and I come the fuck home looking amazing.
Hey, Sheree, I wish I had some fucking sound effects. I would give you some bells and whistles right now, but I don't got that shit.
You think that what Sheree is saying is very powerful, and a lot of us women that don't take that attitude probably could benefit from that. But the competition aspect usually is not a factor until your man starts making you feel like you have to compete.
All right, Crystal. Is that Crystal talking?
Yeah.
All right, Crystal, you are 100% right. Sometimes it comes off the way we deliver it, as we put pressure on you to compete with the world. But you got to take in consideration that a man's delivery is not a woman's delivery. So he may have worded it wrong, but in no way do we want you to feel like you got to compete.
And sometimes it's not even a matter of feeling like you have to compete. Sometimes you just know that you got a good thing because I'm not justified by my man. I can hold my own with or without him, but you just know I'm not even worried about my man stepping out. Not even on a bad day, I'm not worried about him stepping out. But
with that shit you doing, motherfucker, you should be worried.
No, I'm not worried.
The whole thing is when you do what you're supposed to do, men usually only step out when you leave that void. You can come home looking like Halle Berry, but you see she got cheated on. It's not about looks. It's about completing your man 100%. In other words, I was not the best dick sucker in the beginning, but I can suck the hell out of a dick now.
Time out, Sheree. I have to disagree with you on one small point that you could be doing all the bells and whistles. And a man, who the fuck is getting locked up? Who's getting locked up?
Somebody in Brooklyn over there.
Somebody going to take the chip. Who going to jail on my show, man?
Oh my God.
Yo, listen, Sheree.
Yeah.
You make some valid points, but I have to. As a man who's imperfect, I have to come clean.
I said already.
You could do all the stuff that you're supposed to do. Shut up, I'm talking. You can do all the stuff that you're supposed to do, and a man can still step out because mentally he's not ready. So that's not a fair comment.
Can I say something now to address that? It's not some fact that he's stepping out. Men been stepping out since the beginning of time. It used to be like, if you look at all the other, let me just add, all the other culture, most of them have multiple wives. They've been, and it's acceptable. So for me, it's not. I'm not going to lose my 6-bedroom house and walk away from a marriage because he done slept with the next bitch. That's just you went down dry and got up wet. He coming to fuck home because I fill every void here at home. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, oh, well, if I look cute, he's not going to step out. It doesn't have nothing to do with how you look. It does not have nothing to do with how much sex you give him. If that's what he's going to do, that's just what they're going to do. I'm not running behind mine, checking out his messages. I'm not doing that. I'm securing my spot, just as my cousin is securing her spot. You just got to be on top of your game. When you say, is it a competition, life is a competition. You can have a job one day and not have one tomorrow. That's just the game of life. So for me,
I
stay on top of my game in everything that I do, keeping my marriage first. And if I can sit there and slack on my marriage, then I can expect everything else behind me to crumble because that's my sure foundation.
All right, time out, Sheree. Now, all the other ladies
on
this line.
Hold up.
No, ain't no
play.
Hold up. I'm the host. Ain't no goddamn hold up. Time out. Now, listen, because I'm playing devil's advocate, only because I'm playing devil's advocate, not because I'm taking sides. Don't get mad at me. Sheree, what do you think is the problem with the most women, not all, most women today, why they can't keep their home happy?
I think that women don't allow their men to be the man of their house.
Oh, shit. This nigga, I need some sound effects. This nigga is saying all the right shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I say something? Is it true
the woman doesn't allow the man to be the head, or do we still have a problem with some of these men not understanding what it means to be the head? And
we're to be a helpmate. So my man and me, we walk side by side. Now, I understand because I'm saved, I understand to be submissive, but he's not always ahead. There's some things that I take the lead in. So as far as him being ahead,
if you take the lead in that spot, you always, in other words, you can be the breadwinner in your home. That still doesn't stop your man from being ahead of the house.
That's right.
My husband is going to always be, irregardless to whether, like, I'm going to tell him how I feel. And usually when you come right and you ain't coming with all this dominant, it's going to be. I know for me, I can make my husband sway whatever way I want, just the way I position myself in the bed. I can make him say what I want him to say.
Time out. I need you ladies to listen to Cherie. She's not 100% right. I'm not saying that. But she has some valid points. She says she's not going to do all the riffraff, but she knows how to sway her man to do what the fuck she wants him to do. Carry on, Cherie.
And you know, you do the same thing. They may not always want, you already know going into this conversation what his decision is going to be. It's you do what you have to do and bring it to him the way you have to bring it to him for it to go the way you want it to go. 9 times out of 10 for me, it works my way every time. I'm not going to come with it, this is going to be because I said so. Because they're going to automatically jump up on a defense. When you bitch a man, they're going to try to come at you because they don't want to feel like a little punk. So you just come at him and make him think that the decision was his, but you really knew you presented it in a way that he's going to accept it.
And time out. Ladies. I would rather for my lady to fucking finagle me like that than fucking T-bone me and say, you bitch ass nigga, you better shut up and wash these dishes.
And cook these steaks on the grill.
Now, hold up. Sheree been dominating the mic. And Crystal, what up, tough stuff. Crystal is a pit bull. Crystal's a pit bull. I know you, Crystal. I ain't gonna act like I don't know you. I'm in control. Besides Crystal and Cherie, who else has something to say?
Hey, Cherie.
Me.
You ever put it on your
this
man?
Felicia.
Who? Felicia?
Emily.
Yeah. Emily didn't have a chance yet. Emily, go ahead, Emily.
I agree with Cherie in as far as you know how to, let's say, manipulate to get what you want. I agree with her 100%. I also agree with the fact of other cultures having multiple wives. To me, there are worse things in this world that a man could do to a woman besides cheat. Mm-hmm. I also feel that if you all remember the first time you ever had sex with anyone, we were all horrible. We have gotten better with age. We improved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has that opportunity to improve. Maybe your partner that's whack wasn't with the right former people to show her or him. Or he needs that opportunity to learn. Because I've been
and
with guys that didn't know how to get me off, and I have shown them, like, this is what works for me.
All right, come out, Emily, come out. You haven't answered the question yet. Love and all right sex or good sex, and he likes you a whole hell of a lot.
Love and all right sex, because sex can be taught. Love
can. Amen. Thank you, Emily. You just supported my point from earlier. Thank you.
All right, Crystal, are you still there?
Hold up.
Yeah. Not Crystal. Monster.
Yeah.
Monster. Are you here, Monster?
I'm here, man.
All right. Me and you are the only men on the line so far. And I know my opinion. I know my opinion already. And nobody asked me my opinion. So I'm going to ask you your opinion. How hard is it to teach
great in bed.
It's very hard, man.
It's very fucking hard.
It is, man.
And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it's so hard to teach women in bed. Because every little critique is a stab at her. Yeah, I say it's not, but you cannot tell a woman, quote unquote, you're not sucking my dick right without her feeling some kind of way.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Let me tell you how. Oh,
me
not
right
there, baby. Just like,
yes.
Let me tell you. Wait, Princess Felicia. Let me just flip what Sharice just said. Just like she said, and it's not manipulating like Emily said. It's called communicating. Just like Sharice said, she knows how to sway her man in the bed. That's my cousin, by the way.
Yeah,
a
we can tell.
A man to know how to say, shut up. A man to know how to say, go a little lower or do it like this or do it like that, and we won't get offended. We just going to go
for
it because we want to please you.
Let me throw something in there, right?
We want to please us.
Hold up. Marcia, represent the moon.
I'm 40. I have met this lady. She's 45. She got out of a marriage. She don't know how to suck dick. So me sitting there, like, trying to coach her, like, that just spoils all of this, man. I'm too old to be teaching a bitch how to suck my dick, man.
Where did you find her at 45 that don't know?
Exactly.
He went to the damn mountains.
Hold up, ladies. Let me explain something to you. Because y'all don't date women. Y'all talking about y'all experiences. Everybody is not a great dick sucker.
Okay, but I wasn't. Let me just put that out there. All of that y'all see on TV was not how I thought it was supposed to be. And I actually, what I did differently, I know for a fact I studied mine. I studied his likes, his dislikes, what pleases him, what don't, everything. So when I went in, I'm going to never get caught for a test and not be ready. So I don't know about everybody else, but I studied what I needed to know to make myself be able to do what I needed to do.
How long has you been with your mate, Sheree?
15 years.
15
okay, so
years.
One five.
Okay, so you've been with him.
About what Monster said, because Monster sounds like to me, Monster's not looking for a woman to love. Monster's trying to hit it. He wants smash. So Monster,
Crystal, time out. I know Monster personally. He's not looking to fuck anything. The dude got chicks.
I'm not saying he's looking to smash anything, but what I'm saying is, Monster does not sound like to me that he's looking for a loving relationship. And a real loving relationship takes time. Like Sheree said, she's been with a man 15 years. She should know his ins and outs.
He's been married. He's committed. Time out. This man has committed himself to a woman before. I know him.
But he's not married now. And so
it didn't work out.
And I'm not married now, so I'm not knocking him. But what I'm saying is, I had 11 years to lie my husband. Well, while I'm out here now, first of all, I won't put my mouth on half of them dirty dinglings out here anyway. But I'm going to have to, when I'm comfortable enough, I'm going to have to take my time. Now, because I'm a grown woman, do I know the anatomy of a man and know what to do for the most part? Yes. But everything don't work for everybody. So if he's patient with me and he's saying, well, no, babe, don't do that, but do this, I don't have an issue with that. But I'm going to tell you what's wrong with most of our men on your side. That are single. Y'all watching too much porn. You expect women to be some porn stars and just jump on the dick and swallow it. Come on. What's up?
Come out. Everybody be quiet right now. She touched on something that I want to expand on. She said,
okay, can I?
No, shut up. I'm talking. She said, every man wants their woman to be a porn star. You motherfucking right.
Okay. Can I say something now?
Who the hell is that?
Let me,
Sharice. You don't say enough, Sharice. You don't say enough.
This last thing, please.
Hold up. You've been dominating, and I liked what you're saying. You my nigga. You don't get no bigger. But Crystal.
Yes.
Listen. That is your responsibility to be a porn star.
And I have no problem with that. But let me learn your body. Don't expect me to be the porn star that works for you 100% the first time. Give me a minute.
Time out. Crystal, time out. Time out. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, you're going in the closet, girl.
Crystal. Time out. Listen, everybody listen. Crystal, okay. Is your pussy more special than your mouth?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
The whole package come as one. You can't say I'm gonna give you some pussy, but I'm gonna hold back this shit. You giving it
for I'm not saying that.
What you saying then?
What I'm saying is, okay, the last man I was with a last man before the last man, he liked more, he was more sensitive in the opening area. Then the man I'm with now, he prefers more deep throat. I'm like, okay, this is getting confusing after a while. I might be wanting to work around the room because the other man wanted that. I'm getting confused a little bit. But the point is, every man likes something different. I ain't saying I'm not willing to give it to you. Just work with me. Let me learn.
All right. Now, let me explain something to you women. And part of this conversation is that you got to take something from it. You just can't keep talking your point of view and not take something from it. Now, let me explain something to you. If you decide to fuck anybody, you better go all the fuck out from day one.
Yes.
First impression is the best impression, man.
And you never let up. Now, do you be fucking the Vanessa Del Rio every night? It's not that. It don't sound possible. I wouldn't put that expectation on nobody because I don't want it on myself. Do I perform like Superman every night? Hell, fucking no. But if my lady says on any given Sunday, this, that, and that, that shit is getting done. All right. So going forward, I want you ladies to understand something. We don't want you to be a porn star every night, but I want y'all to know the numbers are against y'all. There's not that many good and decent men out there that's going to love you. So if you got a good and decent man, you should be trying to give all the bells and whistles any given Sunday.
It's like going out to a restaurant, man.
I agree with that 100%.
It's like you're going to serve the best food in the world. But I don't want to eat there every day. I want my food at home to be the best food in the world.
Yep.
That's how men are. Why I gotta go out to the strip club and get some good pussy? I should be able to get some good pussy at home.
Now, I don't condone going to the strip club at all. I don't do strip clubs at all. That is totally monster's views. And that is a disclaimer. I don't do strip clubs at all. But I totally believe that if you see, women have this thing with, they want men to show them before they show him.
Yes.
You do this, and then I'll do that. It shouldn't be like that.
Y'all want the same thing.
Listen, Crystal, you're right. Mm-hmm. Some men are like that. But you got to take responsibility for you. You got to do what the fuck you need to do so at the end of the day, you can say, it wasn't me. I did all that I had to do. I did not hold back. It wasn't me.
wasn't my fault.
Okay,
and
that, wow, that, you know, that made a lot of sense. That made, that was right so far. I'll give you that.
But we do sometimes be on some, you know, you go first, and then you go first. And that's because of y'all history. Now, granted, some of this is fear.
Time out. Time out. I got to stop you. I got to stop you. You cannot keep implying men's history. Because at the same time, he's thinking about women's history. So this stuff got to come to an end somewhere. You got to stop. You got to stop thinking about what he did and what she did and all this stuff. And you got to start saying to yourself, I'm going to give this my all. So when, at the end of the day, when I kick this nigga to the curb, I can honestly say it wasn't me. But if you constantly holding back because you're wondering about his past, or you think about the last guy you was with that wasn't shit, so you're not giving your all, how do you expect to have a great relationship?
Can I talk now?
That is true.
I still can't talk.
Who that? Who asked you to talk?
Sheree.
Country girl.
No, Sheree, I need you to shut the fuck up. You said a lot of shit. You my nigga. You my, I need another guy. I need another guy. Dallas, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Dallas, first of all, I need you to answer this first question. Love and all right sex or great sex and you like her a whole hell of a lot.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Say that one more time, player.
Do you want love and all right sex or great sex and you like her a whole hell of a lot?
I want great
That's
sex.
You want great sex? And please explain to these ladies why you prefer great sex.
Because if I don't get great sex from you, then I won't get it from somebody else.
So you all are just sexually motivated is what I'm hearing.
Is what now?
You all are just sexually motivated. Is that pretty much the precept here?
No, no, it don't have to be sexually motivated, but you have to keep me happy and keep me in the house. If you can't keep me sexually satisfied, what else am I fucking to do? Go beat my meat every fucking night?
That's going to be sexy
well,
to watch.
Nitty.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sheree, she's stupid.
I'm sorry. Well,
Sheree,
I have to go because I am about to try out my love and great sex. So y'all have a good night.
Who ain't got both? Who is that?
That was Felicia.
Felicia, you better go. You better go fuck up your head, boy.
Huh?
You better go fuck up the head, boy.
Yes, my husband. Yes.
All right, Felicia. I know you from around the way. My wife said she had a great time with you in Florida, and you know when you go way back to Boomers and Skelly. I love you.
That's right. That's right.
Okay,
and
now listen, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Dallas, you doing that, Dallas?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
Explain to these women the man's point of view about how important great sex is.
Yo, that is 98% of the relationship. That is a fucking must. If your shit is trash or you don't take care of me sexually, then I'm not going to be there emotionally. My head is going to be somewhere else. My head is definitely going to be there somewhere fucking else if you ain't doing what you got to do in the bedroom. Period.
And that's reality, ladies.
Now this goes both ways, though. I understand, but women say, his dick is whack, she kick him to the curb. Also, that
they
is
always
true.
Do. That's the first thing a woman would do. If my shit is
that's
trash,
not necessarily true.
They
but men are more.
It sure is not.
More
you can say
motivated.
What the fuck you want to say. What happened?
Men are more sexually motivated.
Uh-huh.
Women are too. Women are too.
Women will put up with more of him not because if he's more of
so
a
you
quote,
gonna, so you
provider.
So you're gonna tell me you're gonna put up with a man that busts off as soon as he puts it in every night?
Just because he
that
got money.
That wasn't what you
that
wasn't
was
you changed the whole dynamics of the question.
Okay, yeah, okay,
you
yeah, you're right. Okay, okay, but okay,
so that would be an issue. But what I'm saying
okay,
is,
but
I
but
agree
he has,
with
okay,
what
he
saying.
Has good money, so they stick around for the money. But he will definitely
nobody
get
even said
sexually.
Anything about money. We
said
it.
He said it. He said it.
How can you provide without money?
No, no. The money is, I mean, again, everybody on this call is grown, sound like it. So the money is implied. There should be money in place.
Somehow. So he can have whack, dick, and broke, and you still making this work?
We don't do bro. So there's no reason to even bring up the money piece because I personally don't do bro. So I'm expecting him to come to the table with something. What I'm saying is we are, I believe everybody in here over 35 at least, I believe. So you guys are forgetting something. Y'all coming real strong, and I can appreciate all that. However, a lot of you all 40-plus are starting, if you haven't yet, you will start to have some issues with erectile dysfunction. If you're having issues with high blood pressure or diabetes and you're taking medication, that thing ain't staying hard. And
Hold on, time out. Crystal? We not doing that Doogie Howser shit. We not going to the fucking clogged arteries. We not doing the clogged arteries shit. We
feeling
straight up and down healthy people. Healthy people.
Most people are not. And this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. We as women will get out some herbs and tonics. We will get the health book out to try to figure out what can I give my man to make sure he stay hard. Let me make sure his diet is on point. Come on, baby, let's go exercise so he can stay hard.
I have bad news for you, Crystal. There is no herbs and tonic for fucking trashy pussy.
I love him. Who is he? Oh, what is your name? Just so I know.
Hold on. We have another caller online. Kia, are you there?
Yes, I am, Nitty. Oh, my God.
Kia, you're the weekly caller, Kia. I fucking argue with you every weekend. I don't want to argue this time. I want to answer, Kia. Good sex, I mean love and all right sex or great sex. And you like his ass a whole hell of a lot.
The first one.
You want love?
Who don't want love? Exactly.
She's smoking weed, man. Next caller.
You know what? No, he did not. Wow.
You know, I have a point I want to make. Somebody had mentioned that if her stuff is whack, she got to go.
Who's talking?
This is TC. Somebody else mentioned if his stuff is whack, I'm going to work with him and teach him how to please me, how to work in the bedroom so we can get it going together.
Right.
So what I'm saying to y'all men again, because I get as heavy-handed on the male side on this phone call, but something you got to consider, you willing to throw that away because you're looking at it as just the coochie and not the whole package.
Right.
So
right.
There's something else going on with that package. If you took the time to work with that woman and show her how to please you, maybe even how to get herself off, because that's going to get you off. You have the whole package, but y'all are so ready to just throw it away because you didn't get the immediate gratification from
the
coochie.
Time. Right.
Okay, can I say something now?
Ladies, shut the fuck up. Dallas, answer that shit.
Dallas,
answer that shit.
I hear nothing. I hear nothing they said.
All that old cat talking. All right, DC, keep it short. Dallas is going to rebut you.
Why he got to rebut me? He could give his two cents. All I'm saying is that y'all may want to consider working with that situation rather than just throwing it away or hanging it up in the closet or whatever. Because the flip side is everybody has a right to what their immediate needs are, whether it's love and good sex or it's like and great sex. That's your choice. I ain't knocking nobody for that. All I'm saying is at the end of the day, everybody wants somebody that they can call their ride or die. You want somebody, you know, you can count on your right-hand side. And if every time you get with someone, the immediate sex wasn't all that for you at the moment because you're judging in that snapshot moment, then you may throw away a totally good package. All I'm saying is you may want to consider, if everything else is there, you may want to take the time to work with that woman and show her how to get in tune with her body, with her sexualities, and work at that together.
TC, before Dallas give you his opinion, I got to ask you, because I don't know you from nowhere in the world.
I know.
So you're trying to tell me that you rolling with some whack penis and you're going to build that nigga up.
Well,
No, let me give the other flip side, okay? For a woman, and it was said on the call already. If you get with a dude and initially the sex isn't all that you want it to be, but everything else about this dude seems right, or somebody that you think you want to rock with, then I'm gonna teach him how to get my pussy right, how to keep it moist from the sun up to sundown.
For how long now? How long you gonna stick in there?
How long?
I just think that that's not realistic.
How long? What was your question?
How long you gonna stick in there? How long?
Let's not be unrealistic about this. I'm not saying I'm gonna work with him for 6 years and hope it finally gets right. I'm just saying a reasonable period of time. The first time out, like somebody else also said, you don't know what turns that person on initially.
Dumbass.
She doesn't know what turns him on. He don't know what turns on initially.
Okay,
so how long do he get the ride with the rag dick?
By the next time he got to show me he's doing something different than what was whack about that first time.
So what's different than what Marcy said? What's different than what Marcy said?
I can't hear you with everybody talking.
Hold on. So what is different from what Marcy is saying? He said if your shit is whack, you're going in the closet. That's
right. The difference is immediately you're on the shelf. I'm saying I'm gonna work with you. I'm gonna work with you and tell you what the needs are. Now, if you're
until the next time, that's immediately.
Wait a minute. Monty said to go in the closet. What do you mean the closet?
Monty
said like he's just gonna put you away.
Time out. I got to give my man Dallas some time. He just chimed in. Dallas, you heard a lot of shit. What is your answer to all that shit?
But how the fuck do you put somebody on the shelf and expect them to just sit around and wait for you to get right? I'm not waiting on a fucking shelf.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm keeping moving.
With them other fantasy
you
guys,
these guys are not experts, but what y'all misunderstanding is not for them to be experts. It's for them to give you real answers that you can fucking know what men are really thinking, whether wrong or right.
Please. Put me to my hands. They call me. I'm raising my hand. Put your hands, Dallas. And I work in salons with barbers, and I hear y'all lie a lot. So this ain't no different.
Crystal, time out. Crystal, shut the fuck up for 1 second. Yo, you are a hairstylist, and Dallas owns a barbershop. So y'all both hear a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. All that.
And your point is, we're coming from the women.
I think the women are coming sincere. We might not all have the same point of view, but I think we're coming sincere. And I hear a lot of it's not BS from men. Like the men on the call, it's like
exactly.
You ran across the wrong one.
Listen, what y'all misunderstanding, the point of this exercise is you're not supposed to agree with what the men are saying. You ought to take that information and use it to your best advantage. Shut up. This is the problem with women. Y'all want to fucking yap and y'all don't want to fucking listen.
Shut up. This is the part of the show where I close it out.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
Now listen.
Everybody listen, male and female. This
conversation is not for you to agree with me. It's for you to see their point of view and use that to your best benefit. Because these two gentlemen right here are not saying the shit that men say just to fuck you. They saying real shit. 80% of men, 80% of men is going to always say the right shit for you to suck their dick.
Oh, whatever. See?
This is the truth. There you go. You're not listening. I'm telling you real talk. Dudes don't tell you you're beautiful because you're beautiful. He's telling you you're beautiful because he wants you to suck his dick. Dudes don't open doors for women because they're gentlemen. They open doors because they want you to suck his dick. You're not listening.
We're listening to you for the damn fool. What you saying?
Listen, you're talking and you're not listening. Listen, you're talking and you're not listening. Go to the mall on the weekend and see how many men hold doors for ugly bitches. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to fucking happen. Dudes is doing this shit for the outcome. And these two guys right here are not telling you this shit because they're trying to fuck y'all. They're telling you real shit how men feel. Your job is to take that and manipulate that to your best benefit. But y'all can't do that because all y'all see is y'all perspective.
But that's all women don't feel that way.
I'm the host. The reason why men manipulate women because they listen to women and manipulate the information that women give them. Y'all don't do the same shit. Y'all so busy trying to get y'all point across that y'all do not listen to what men are telling you they want and they needs are. Y'all so busy fucking cackling that y'all missing the fucking point. Just like this show. Y'all jumped on Monster because he gave you his real point of view. He told you, if you're not sucking and fucking, keep on trucking. All you heard was, shut the fuck up, Kia. Listen, all y'all heard was that closet shit. What y'all should have heard was, my man want me to please him all the time. That's what he's looking for me to do. That's what he's coming to. Would you prefer your man not look to you for pleasure?
Most women.
That's what you prefer? You prefer your man not to come to you for his pleasure? That's what you prefer?
That's not the picture Monster painted. Monster painted.
Nah, you can't paint it for me, Mommy. Let me do this. Most men gonna lie to you because y'all already gave up too much information about how sensitive you are and all this bullshit. Now you got some real niggas that come and be straight up to you, and you can't accept it because you've been fed these lies for so long. So now you got two real niggas telling you how majority of the men think and what they plotting on you, and y'all not taking notes. And that's why none of your relationships are successful.
Come out. Everybody, shut the fuck up. My producer is telling me we're out of time. So right now is when Dr. Feelgood. This is when Dr. Feelgood wrap it up. And I need you to listen. Cause I'm about to hit y'all with some jewels. Now shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
My God.
Now listen, male and female, I want y'all to understand, in this day and age, there's a lot of shit going around, And we should not be risking our life with this sexual monster running around. We gotta be more precautious with who we sleep with. So if you're in the vicinity of a good person, male or female, and y'all got a good bond, a good friendship, a good companionship, and the sex is all right, I believe that you should try to make that work to your best ability, but not forever. Not forever. But you, as an individual, cannot sit back and say, this is not going well, when you're not putting your whole heart, your whole effort into the situation neither. So going forward, I'm going to leave you with this. You're already fucking, and you're already sucking his dick. You're already having sex. You're already fucking. Y'all grown. Why not go all the fuck out? Your mouth is no special than your pussy. Your pussy is no more special than your ass. Your hand or your mouth is all part of your body. And the same goes for the men. Your dick is not that special than your tongue or your brain or your muscles or your hands. Sometimes that woman may not want you to suck some pussy. She may want a massage. And everything should be on the table. If you're in a committed relationship, the word no is a fucking problem. And that word no will have your mate, male or female, rightfully out there looking for their needs. Because you say no to that mate, that urge that he has, do not go away. You see what I'm saying? If you say no to something in the back of his mind, that shit is still there. Somebody going to take care of that. Listen, this been your host, Dr. Phil Good. All of my contestants, all of my call-in people have great feedback. I respect all your opinions. This was a great show. I learned something today that my wife is going to get the full benefits of what I learned today. Y'all was great call-in guests. I appreciate you. This is GQ Palace. This is Dr. Feelgood, and I'm signing off. Love is truly love. I'm out.
You crossed the line when you that belong to me and you.